Mormonism, the proper way to evangelize Mormonism, this ministry standing together with Greg Johnson, of which Craig Hazen from Biola University is involved, Richard Mao, president of Fuller Seminary, Bob Millett, who is the Mormon professor who tours with Greg Johnson doing these gigs in churches. And just, I want you to get fully in, and maybe you agree with it, and that's fine. I don't. And that's where I just want to lay it out before you as accurately as I can, just so that you would hear what's going on. All right, I've already played for you Richard Mao, president of Fuller Seminary. I am emphasizing that. It's not just a Joe Blow guy. He's the president of a seminary, supposedly held to a higher standard of leadership. In fact, Walter Martin, one of my heroes, who I can remember sitting in the car every day at 3 o'clock listening to 99.5 KKLA, listening to Walter Martin teach when I was a brand new Christian, said this.
Who has a position of leadership in the church has an obligation to God, an obligation to the church. He has an obligation, or she has an obligation, if she is in a position of leadership, to remember that your actions speak so loudly most of the time that people don't hear what you're saying.
All right, so this whole thing with Greg Johnson and Bob Millett and Standing Together Ministries and this whole new approach of just let's be friends kind of thing, I want you to hear now, and because I've told you, Bob Millett, the Mormon, when he's talking to his own Mormons up in Utah and he's talking to a Mormon audience and teaching them on what they actually believe, he says one thing. When he shows up, you're getting the watered-down, diluted, hey, let's be friends PR angle of Bob Millett. Jim Spencer of BeyondMormonism.com, who's been involved in cult apologetics for a very long time, has got a brand-new DVD on it, out on all of this. There's also an article, by the way, almost forgot to mention this, CRI Journal has got a brand-new piece by Bill McKeever talking about, you know, Standing Together Ministries and all of that. And we're going to have, actually, Bill McKeever on the show later on and talk with him about this. But I want you to hear now Jim Spencer giving the introduction to some quotes that you're going to hear from Bob Millett when he's talking to Mormons, and how those of you that are down at Mariners and you've gone to these events, you're not even going to recognize this guy because he's so different. All right, here's Jim Spencer.
However, it does point out just how confusing Millett can become. I say that because there is absolutely no doubt that in his heart, Millett believes Mormonism is radically different from evangelical Christianity. For example, when teaching exclusively to Mormons, Millett openly professes the Mormon teaching that God was once a man and that men may become gods.
All right, so Richard Mao was asked about this, and he gave a quote, and this is now in the CRI Journal. He says, when asked for specifics regarding his charge that Christians have borne false witness against Mormons, Mao writes, I have received emails in the past few days where evangelicals have said that Mormonism teaches that God was once a human being like us, and that we can become gods just like God is now. Mormon leaders have specifically stated that such a teaching, while stated by past leaders, is something they don't understand and that it has no functioning place in present-day Mormon doctrine. This, as a president of a seminary, saying they no longer teach what you are about to hear, Bob Millett teaching Mormons in Utah about the whole idea that you too can become a god.
We also know that Joseph Smith delivered some very significant sermons before his death regarding men and women's possibilities. That on the 7th of April, 1844, the prophet delivered perhaps his most famous sermon, the King Follett sermon, in which he set forth the concept that our God was once a man, that God became God through obedience and so on, and set forth the idea that men and women can become as God.
You can become gods.
Forthrightly in that sermon.
Millett believes that the father of Jesus, the Mormon god Elohim, was once a man who needed to be redeemed and who has become exalted.
So he inherits from his mother, Mary, a mortal woman, the capacity to die. He inherits from his father, an exalted, redeemed man, the capacity to live forever.
I want you guys to listen to that very carefully. The Mormons are still teaching. Bob Millett is accurate on this one because this is LDS teaching. They believe that Jesus was conceived by actual physical sex from an exalted man who became a god, who was a sinned creature, who through his own obedience and works became a god. His name is Elohim. Listen carefully, because this and Christianity have nothing in common.
So he inherits from his mother, Mary, a mortal woman, the capacity to die. He inherits from his father, an exalted, redeemed man, the capacity to live forever.
All right, 888-995-KKLA. Let's go to Matt in Los Angeles. Matt, welcome to the Frank Pastore Show. Hi.
Hi there, Frank. Good to be with you.
All right, this is Matt Vesey, and Matt runs the ministry of... I'm sorry, Matt, I don't have it in front of me. What's it entitled again?
Well, I'm the treasurer of Courageous Christians United.
Okay, and you were at this event down at Mariners Church some time ago, and I was reporting earlier that there was this event, and at Mariners, there were some odd things happening out in the parking lot. Tell us what happened.
Well, during the time of the temple opening of the Mormon Church down in Newport Beach, Mariners Church is basically right across the street from that Mormon church, or the Mormon temple. And the Mormon church allows people to tour the temple for the first week or two that it's open.
Right.
It's called the open house.
Right.
And so thousands of people, Christians and Mormons and whoever, go through that temple, and the Mormons use it as an evangelistic tool.
Well, and Christians use it as a great opportunity to hand out tracts and talk to them about Jesus, too.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I do. And I've been involved in ministry to Mormons for over 7 years. And so I'm very used to going to all sorts of places to evangelize to Mormons. This is the first time I have ever been kicked off of a Christian church's property for doing evangelism.
Oh, wait. Now, who kicked you off?
Well, I was, because, you know, this is such a great event where thousands of people can be reached, I went down there to Mariners Church, because what they were doing was they were allowing the Mormon Church to use their parking lot to bus the thousands of people over to the Mormon Church. And so I went to the parking lot thinking, hey, this is an awesome opportunity to hand out my tracts and witness to people.
Right.
And so I was approached by about three, me and my wife were approached by three Mormon guys and said, I'm sorry, you're going to have to stop that.
Okay, wait. The Mormons are telling you, the Christian, on the Mariners parking lot, the church parking lot, the Mormons are telling you in the church parking lot you can't hand out tracts.
That's right. Yeah, first time that's ever happened. And, you know, I was so irritated. And they said, you know what they said to me? They said, you do not have the right legally, because we are leasing the property from Mariners Church, and you're going to have to leave or we're going to call the cops. And so I thought, I just can't believe this. So I thought, well, okay, you know, I'll leave. And I went and stood on the corner. I've got a website that I hold up called josephlied.com. And I hold that up so at least they could see the website, you know, as they go by.
Right.
In the buses. And, you know, that's really all that you could do. You know, I think it's really shameful that a Christian church would pass up the opportunity to witness to so many people.
Well, and Matt, on the windshields, a lot of people did get tracks, didn't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, I was standing outside of the street corner after I got kicked off. A member of Mariner's church came by and was talking to me, and because he heard of what happened, and he said, and you know what? The Mormons there are leaving tracks on people's windshields. And he said, I'm a member of Mariner's church. They won't even let me witness to people on my own church's property.
All right, so let me get this right. And again, I'm not casting any dispersions down at Mariners. It's just that this is your story. This is what happened to you. You go down at the opening of the temple to hand out tracts because thousands of people are going to go and walk through the brand-new temple in Newport Beach, right?
Right.
All right, so you go to the Mariners Church parking lot, and you're going to hand out tracts because there people are parking and then get shuttled over to the tabernacle, all
right,
or to the temple, right? Okay, so you're handing out tracts. Three Mormons come up, tell you you can't hand out tracts on even in the Mariners Church parking lot because they're leasing the property.
Right.
Then you go and sit on the corner, you're looking around, and you realize that tracts are being left on windshields in the Mariners parking lot, and they're Mormon tracts on Christian cars in the Mariners parking lot.
Right. And you know, I don't want to slam my Christian brothers at Mariners, but I think it's just the impact that the standing together thing is having on churches. And it's really sad. And, you know, there's a scripture verse that I think of, and it's Romans 17 and 18. And, you know, we're supposed to, in baseball, you're supposed to keep your eye on the ball.
Yes.
Here it says, "Now I urge you, brethren, keep your eye on those who cause dissensions and hindrances contrary to the teaching which you learned, and turn away from them. For such men are slaves, not of our Lord Christ, but of their own appetites. And by their smooth and flattering speech, they deceive the hearts of the unsuspecting."
Yeah.
That's exactly what the Mormon Church is doing, and Christians are buying into it.
Well, Matt Vesey, thank you for weighing in again. The website that he runs is Mormon2Christian.com. And, you know, I also think of a verse, Galatians 1:8. "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than which we have preached to you, let him be accursed." We'll continue straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason on 99.5 KKLA.
I'm Kelsey Cortez with a 30-second traffic update in Woodland Hills, the 101 West at DeSoto. We have a pretty serious crash here, an overturned car. Now, everything has just been pushed out of the right lane and off to the side, and it is trying to recover from Reseda. Pasadena 210 West before Rosemead, we have an overturned car here as well, and a big rig have crashed. The carpool and the two left lanes are gone. This is jam solid from Huntington. Traffic is brought to you by P.F. Chang's. Don't miss your chance to enjoy the flavors of Yunnan menu at P.F. Chang's China Bistro. Hate to wait. P.F. Chang's accepts reservations. Visit pfchangs.com for a Los Angeles area P.F. Chang's. With 4 Drive Time Traffic Checks an Hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
Why do insurance companies say don't call a lawyer?
First of all, insurance companies are in business, and they must make money. And one way that they do that is to minimize the amount that they pay on claims. Obviously, it's to their benefit to settle claims as cheaply as possible.
Harrison Summer.
We at Berglund Johnson & Summer take great pains to make sure that the client is adequately and fairly represented. In fact, aggressively represented. That all their losses and injuries are provided to the insurance companies so they can make a fair settlement offer. And if they refuse to be fair, we are there to take the matter to trial whenever necessary.
If you're ever the victim of a serious accident or have questions about elder abuse, call Berglund Johnson & Summer at 1-800-4-IF-HURT. There's no cost to have your matter evaluated, and you pay nothing until your case is settled. Call 1-800-4 and the words "if hurt." Berglund Johnson & Summer, the personal injury legal team that really cares, at 1-800-4-IF-HURT. 1-800-4-IF-HURT.
Folks, a recent Forbes article says two-thirds of adults believe mortgage advertising is no longer credible. Well, New Life Funding certainly agrees. Phony interest rates, false promises, no wonder homeowners have become skeptical. Listen, for more than 10 years, I've recommended New Life Funding exactly because it's a company of high integrity, staffed with loan experts who are honest and principled. And that's true of the loans they offer. For example, right now, New Life is offering genuine low-rate solutions to escape a rising adjustable payment. They have the lowest fixed rates, 40-year terms, and interest-only options. The important thing is, you'll get the best loan for you at the lowest possible rate and from people you can trust. Call New Life Funding at 888-777-7885. In a marketplace full of promises, New Life's integrity is a breath of fresh air. 888-777-7885 or newlifefunding.com.
New Life Funding.
Licensed by the DRE.
The first question many people ask once they decide to go back to college is where? But I think the more important question is why? This is John MacArthur, president of the Master's College, with some information I believe will help you make your decision. The Master's College offers the academic excellence and flexibility that you expect in a degree completion program. And you can pursue a degree in organizational management, liberal studies, or Christian ministries. Best of all, each program at Master's rests on a solid biblical foundation, which means you'll also be prepared spiritually. And when it comes to a believer's education, there's nothing more important than that. Our next information night is coming soon, so reserve your spot by calling us at 1-800-515-3222. That's 800-515-3222. You can also visit us online at masters.edu/CPS.
You're at the intersection of faith and reason.
Catch Back to the Bible with Woodrow Kroll.
Weekday afternoons at 1.
99.5.
KKLA.
You can't have a great steakhouse without a great steak. Naturally aged USDA Premium Angus Choice. So tender, only 8% of cuts make the grade. And now, you can have the beef chefs prefer right at home with Albertson's Steakhouse Choice. Hand-carved and seasoned to perfection. Fresh, juicy New York and ribeye grilling steaks. Fully cooked roasts and pub-style burgers, too. Make your house a steakhouse. Steakhouse Choice. Exclusively at Albertson's. In early September, finicky Pinot Noir grapes reach full maturity. Late May is the time when strawberries are at their height of sweetness. Albertson's also knows when wild Alaskan salmon are in their prime. It's right now. Amazingly delicious, they're more flavorful than during any other time of the year. But hurry, the wild Alaskan salmon season is about as short as an Indian summer, which should explain why only limited quantities are available. Now, at Albertson.
Are you in the right job? No, not are you doing well or are you making the right money. Are you truly happy in what you're doing? Maybe the larger question is, does your work match your passions? If the answer is no, here's a suggestion. Log on to ChristianJobs.com. It's not much, really. Just the world's largest website for matching Christians with careers they can get excited about. So check it out, ChristianJobs.com, and find a job you really care about. ChristianJobs.com.
Hey folks, you're invited to the 4th annual KKLA Christian Family Day at Dodger Stadium Sunday, August 19th. This is Frank Pastore, your host for the event, hoping you'll bring the congregation to see the Dodgers take on the Colorado Rockies at 1:10 p.m. Bring out the whole family to KKLA's Christian Family Day at Dodger Stadium Sunday, August 19th. For discount tickets, go to KKLA.com. That's KKLA.com. Sponsored by the Masters College, Union Rescue Mission, American Mission Windows, Azusa Pacific University, and Park Place Funding. 99.5 KKLA here at the intersection of faith and reason on the Frank Pastore Show. Our phone number to join us on the air to engage, 888-995-KKLA. We will continue next hour talking about Mormonism. Craig Hazen, who runs the MA Apologetics Program at Biola University, who is involved with Standing Together Ministries and the events down at Mariners, and has endorsed Bob Millett's book. Will be joining us next hour, I think, and so I hope to talk to Craig about this, because maybe he can give his angle on all this and why it makes sense and why it is a very good thing, I guess, to continue doing these kind of things. Bob Millett is the Mormon who, along with Greg Johnson, does this tour in churches all across America. And I just want you to hear from Bob Millett's lips when he's talking to Mormons what he actually teaches about Jesus Christ and about the Mormon Church.
So he inherits from his mother, Mary, a mortal woman, the capacity to die. He inherits from his father, an exalted, redeemed man, the capacity to live forever. Those who are sons of God in this sense are the ones who become gods in the world to come. You will hear people speak frequently about the fact that the Book of Mormon is Trinitarian in nature. You'll hear people say that the Book of Mormon really only has one God. I think that does not show a careful reading of the text.
Yeah, I don't think it does either. We'll continue here at the intersection of faith and reason. We'll take your phone calls and continue talking about Mormonism and the proper and appropriate method of evangelism and winning people to Christ. We will do that next hour as we continue here at the intersection of faith and reason. Breakpoint is next with Chuck Colson.
When things get tough in life, more and more people are turning to painkillers, tranquilizers, and other drugs to anesthetize themselves. Has the church forgotten that we have good news to share with them? More next on Breakpoint.
From Washington, D.C., here's Chuck Colson with Breakpoint.
The church needs to be on the front lines in fighting drugs and addiction in America. In his most recent book, High Society, Joseph Califano, a friend and chairman of the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University, offers a harsh but accurate look at America's addiction to addiction. Listen to some of the shocking findings in his excellent new book. Americans consume two-thirds of the world's illegal drugs, though we make up only 4% of the world's population. 61 million Americans are chronic smokers, and more than 16 million are alcoholics. Not only that, but on any given day, 100 million people are popping antidepressants, tranquilizers, or painkillers. But instead of trying to fix the problem, the government is spending billions to clean up after the social ravages caused by our self-medication, legal or illegal. Califano points out that substance abuse is the number one cause of just about every social ill. Violent and property crimes, excessive health care costs, the disintegration of the family, domestic violence, child abuse, the spread of AIDS, teenage pregnancy, poverty, and of course, prison overcrowding. But where is the church in all of this? Califano says it's being replaced by the drugstore. Chemistry is chasing Christianity as the nation's largest religion, Califano writes. Indeed, millions of Americans who in times of personal crisis and emotional and mental anguish once turned to priests, ministers, and rabbis for keys to the heavenly kingdom now go to physicians and psychiatrists who hold the keys to the kingdom of pharmaceutical relief, or to drug dealers and liquor stores as chemicals and alcohol replace the confessional as a source of solace and forgiveness, says Califano. History tells us that when people run into something other than the church for help, it's because the church is failing to accurately address their need. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not discounting the role of appropriate medication for those suffering from chemical imbalances and serious depression. But when more people are running to the needle, the bottle, and the drugstore faster than to the church, it's time that we step to the plate. Some good things are happening, like Celebrate Recovery, but the church has an opportunity now to do much more. According to Califano's research, more than 90% of priests, rabbis, and ministers say that drug and alcohol abuse is a significant problem in their congregation. But no more than 10% of seminarians and rabbinical students receive substance abuse education. This is a trend that needs to be reversed if the church wants to have the right to speak into the great American tragedy of addiction. One way the church can do this is by addressing teens. They're at the decision point between a life of addiction or a life of freedom. Califano says most Americans will be offered drugs before they graduate from high school. But teens who attend religious services regularly are less likely to engage in substance abuse than teens who don't. For this reason, the church needs to take a special interest in its youth. Not simply telling them to say no to drugs, but showing them that they are God's image bearers, far too valuable to waste their lives in rehab. For Breakpoint, this is Chuck Colson in Washington.
If you'd like a copy of the book Chuck discussed today on Breakpoint, log on to Breakpoint.org and click on the link for High Society, How Substance Abuse Ravages America and What to Do About It by Joseph Califano. High Society explains the importance of parent power, proposes revolutionary changes in prevention, treatment, and criminal justice, and calls upon every individual and institution to confront substance abuse. Get your copy for just $18 when you log on to Breakpoint.org.
Sponsored by Prison Fellowship Ministries on 99.5 KKLA.
The White House condemns Iraq truck bomb attacks. I'm Larry Marino at KKLA FM Los Angeles. With a 99.5 second news and traffic update, the latest after a check of KKLA traffic.
In Pasadena, the 210 West before Rosemead, we have an overturned car and a big rig. They have crashed. The carpool and two left lanes are gone. It is heavy from the 605. And a cleared sig alert in Woodland Hills, the 101 West at DeSoto. A two-car crash and an overturned car here as well. Everything has just been pushed out of the right lane and off to the right shoulder. But this is really slow from Reseda. And into Inglewood, the 405 North is stop and go from Manchester to Nordoff. We have a crash here. It has cleared. Garden Grove, 22 West past Valley View, a stall in the left lane has this jammed up from Knott. With 4 drive time traffic checks an hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
At least 250 people are dead, some 350 wounded, as the death toll continues to rise in Iraq following a series of suicide truck bomb attacks.
It was an act of ethnic cleansing. Benjamin Mixon, the commander of U.S. forces in northern Iraq, described the violence as almost genocide, as the Yazidis lived off in a remote area with hardly any security nor any need for security until the attacks. About a week ago, an Al-Qaeda front group, the Islamic State in Iraq, had distributed leaflets claiming an attack was imminent because the Yazidis are anti-Islamic. From Crawford, Texas, White House spokesman Dana Perino said, "This is an enemy that has no heart." The violence comes just 1 month before U.S. commanders in Iraq are to deliver a key report to President Bush on the state of security in the country. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Would you know how to witness to a Mormon friend? Would you know what questions to ask? That story next when the Frank Pastore Show continues. I'm Larry Marino on 99.5 KKLA.
This is not for everybody, but if it's for you, you could already have the resources for a $1 million retirement plan. Here's Bill O'Connor from Applied Financial.
If your monthly income is 3 times your mortgage payment or greater, if you have flexible income with little or no consumer debt, you're in a position to take advantage of what we call captive equity. Your $30,000 down payment could now be worth over $300,000. But Bill, why isn't this better known? Because most people are not in a financial position to take advantage of it. But if you are, then the equity in your homes, the captive equity, could be earning money for you.
So the question is, do you have the resources to create a $1 million retirement plan? Find out by calling Bill O'Connor at Applied Financial at 866-SEEK-COUNSEL. That's 866-SEEK-COUNSEL. The consultation's free. Whether you still own homes or you're selling them for retirement, call 866-SEEK-COUNSEL. Bill O'Connor is a registered principal of and offers securities through Linsco Private Ledger, member NASD SIPC.
Did you know you could get a rebate on your home loan? Who doesn't like getting a rebate check? Listen, when it comes to refinancing your home loan, Park Place Funding says it's all about the rebate. Reba Tony here. Park Place Funding showed me how the rebate on your home loan could be used to do 3 very important things. Lower your monthly payments, pay off your home faster, and pay all the points, fees, and costs of doing your loan. That's right. They show you how you can get your mortgage payment down, pay your home off faster, and it'll cost nothing out of pocket, and nothing gets added to your loan balance. Call my friends at Park Place Funding, 866-949-6789. They'll sit down with you like they did with me and explain just how they do this. This is not an adjustable. They use a 30-year loan product, which means every payment pays down your loan balance. Call 866-949-6789. Find out why Park Place Funding says it's all about the rebate. 866-949-6789.
Real Estate Broker, California Department of Real Estate, license number 01403138.
Do you sense that God has called you to something more than sitting in rush hour traffic? Hi, I'm Tom Lozano. Maybe you've heard me before talking about a home-based business opportunity. My real passion is to help other Christians find the time and financial freedom to do the things that God has called them to do. The youth pastor of my church followed this proven step-by-step advertising system, marketing these phenomenal high-tech products with huge markets and no competition. With only 12 hours a week in 4 months, he was able to reach a level in his business that averages $93,000 a year in income. Now I want you to have the freedom to pursue your calling. You can work spare time or part-time from your home, and you don't have to do any face-to-face selling. Our proven advertising system will bring people to you that are already interested in what you have, and I will help you every step of the way. For a free information packet, call 213-617-2400. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. That's 213-617-2400, 213-617-2400.
The Frank Pastore Show is brought to you in part by Spinal Decompression Center, Purpose Funding, and Galpin Ford, the number one Ford dealer in the world.
Announcing the Chrysler Lifetime Powertrain Limited Warranty. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable on purchases beginning 7/26/07.
Through December 31st, 2,000 years of history come alive in a world-class exhibition at the San Diego Natural History Museum. The Dead Sea Scrolls, presented by Joan and Irwin Jacobs. 27 precious scrolls are on display, more than any other exhibition, including 10 prepared specifically for San Diego. Ancient artifacts, related manuscripts, world-renowned experts, and special events. An unprecedented 6-month exhibition. A priceless historical experience. The exhibition also features a virtual reality tour of the site at Qumran. Across 2,000 years and 2 continents comes a world-class exhibition sponsored by the Verona Band of Mission Indians, Bank of America, and the San Diego Hilton family of hotels. The Dead Sea Scrolls, only at the San Diego Natural History Museum. Tickets now available at www.sdscrolls.org.
You know Alistair Begg as a dynamic speaker, Bible teacher, and host of Truth for Life. Now, worship with Alistair Begg in person, August 18th and 19th at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. Services are 5:30 Saturday at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday. Join Alistair Begg this Saturday and Sunday at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. For more info, visit CalvaryCC.org. That's CalvaryCC.org.
All right, 99.5 KKLA here at the intersection of faith and reason. It's the Frank Pastore Show, and Monday through Friday from 4 to 7, it is right here that we engage. And our phone number to do so, 888 995 KKLA. Today we're talking about Mormonism and the ministry standing together. Greg Johnson runs the ministry. He could not make it on the show today. Don't know if he's ducking or not, but I'd love to have Greg on the show to explain to us the strategy of his ministry. There was an event that took place back in 2004 up at the Mormon Tabernacle. I think it is the showcase event for this whole effort. It involved Ravi Zacharias giving a great gospel message, but then it included a number of other speakers that got on the podium and addressed the largely Mormon crowd up at the Tabernacle in Salt Lake City. And before Ravi got up to speak, you had Richard Mao, president of Fuller Seminary, get up and apologize to the audience for previous evangelical efforts at evangelism. Listen.
Let me state the case bluntly on this important occasion, especially to you LDS folks who are here this evening. We evangelicals have sinned against you. Indeed, we have even on occasion demonized you.
And he goes on. I've got the whole audio from the address from Richard Mao. Now, that starts out the event. And I'm wondering, what must the Christians in the audience be thinking if you have the president of a seminary before a Mormon crowd apologizing like that? And, of course, implied is the ministry of Walter Martin and of others that have followed in his shadow and in his footsteps doing evangelism with Mormons, right? All right, so there's been, in the papers for 2 weeks after this event, all the Mormon papers and the paper in Salt Lake City wrote only about Richard Mao, president of Fuller Seminary's apology, not the great message that Ravi Zacharias had brought about. Now, that then kicked off a whole effort of Greg Johnson and Bob Millett of going around to churches. I'm wondering if they go to tabernacles, but primarily churches, and bringing in Bob Millett to teach on Mormonism, and then Greg Johnson to teach on Christianity. And the point is to have a dialogue, to model how to have an exchange of ideas. The problem is, like the event down in Mariners, if you go to these things and you're a Christian, you come away going, where's the beef? Where are the tough questions? Where's, you know, all of the things that we learn in cult apologetics? Where was that? The Mormons walk away wondering, yep, told you we're a denomination, we get a fish on our car too, we're happy. So I'm just wondering, you know, how that whole thing goes down. We're supposed to have on Craig Hazen from Biola University. And Craig, welcome to the Frank Pastore Show. You're involved in all this, and I'd love you to sort of explain for us on why you're involved. I guess, first of all, with Richard Mao's comments, you were there. I mean, what did you think when you said that, Craig?
Good heavens, Frank. People are going to be marching on me with torches and pitchforks the way you're talking about all this.
Oh, I just hope they ask a lot of pointed questions.
That they should. But you know what? There really is another side to this, and you really should keep pursuing Richard Mao and Greg Johnson. You certainly need to hear from them. I can't really speak for them. If you do a little research, you'll find out that I publicly said I don't agree with Richard Mao's apology. I think it would have been hurtful to dear saints of God like, you know, Gerald and Sandra Tanner, whose research helped to
right.
push this whole movement forward.
All right, now, Craig, you were on the podium. In fact, you helped close the event in prayer, and I've got some of that, and I just want to play this and then, of course, get your response. This is Craig Hazen praying November 14th, 2004, after the event had taken place.
Hey, just a second.
The Mormon scriptures tell us that Joseph Smith Jr. likewise sought wisdom at a crucial time in his life. No one in this room should ever fear asking you, O gracious Father, for wisdom.
All right, so Mao speaks. You didn't say anything. You said that. And I, by the way, I agree with your prayer, except for that part. And so, you know, I'm wondering, why didn't you say anything at the time?
Yeah, hey, don't forget, even my prayer, there's a context. There's a context to this whole thing. And you are lifting things out of context on a regular occasion. So this prayer, here I've got, this is an astonishing event. Ravi Zacharias has just hit it so far out of the park, nobody's ever going to find the ball.
But Craig, no one remembers what Ravi said.
He has spoken in the tabernacle in 100 years. And then I get a chance to pray and ask God to give everybody in that room courage to seek him and the truth with all their heart. So the context was brilliant.
All right, so Craig Hazen, for the record now, is there wisdom in the Book of Mormon? Is there wisdom in the Mormon scriptures?
Have I stopped beating my wife? Those kinds of questions are really...
Okay, no, you're just on the record and you won't commit to an answer. Okay, that's all I need.
Frank, come on. Look, there is wisdom in all of the great religious books. C.S. Lewis would agree with that. He called it the Tao, you know. So you can find some wisdom in every religious book. The scriptures, the Old and New Testament, the 66 books, they are the inerrant word of God, a transcendent word from on high. Nothing compares to those.
Craig, talk to me about the ministry of standing together, and people are leaving these events. The Christians are wondering, where's the beef? The Mormons are thinking they're just another denomination. What's going on?
Yeah, that's not exactly what's going on. I know I'm starting to get a sense for where you're getting your information. There's some people who do have some real bones to pick with Greg Johnson. There's jealousies, there's struggles over ministry money and those kinds of things. But at the end of the day, when I went to the Mariners event a month or two ago, and there was Greg Johnson and there was Robert Millett giving their presentations, and I thought Greg Johnson gave one of the most sizzling presentations of salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, that I'd ever heard him give. I was thrilled that there were so many Mormons in the audience hearing that penetrating and clear gospel message. Now, people did complain afterwards. There were a few people who came up to me and said, gee, I didn't really understand the distinctions. And I had some mature Christians sitting next to me said, you didn't? Well, you really need to go to some good Sunday school classes, because the distinctions were actually rather clear and dramatic.
All right, so Craig Hazen, you're on record now saying that Bob Millett accurately represented Mormonism when he was at the Mariners Church for that event.
Well, you're making another category.
Well, no, okay, then I'll do it as a question. Did he accurately represent Mormonism, teaching the Adam God doctrine, teaching that you can too become a god, teaching polytheism? Did he accurately represent that?
Well, you're making an assumption that Mormonism is one monolithic set of doctrines. When I talk to Mormons, I always ask them a question. How many gods are there? I mean, from top leaders in their church, apostles, down to missionaries at my door, I get a different answer from everyone. To really wrestle with Mormon doctrine is to wrestle with tremendous ambiguity. Bob Millett is teaching in the midst of that ambiguity. Now, some people say that he doesn't have the imprimatur, or the stamp of approval from the hierarchy of the church, yet on two separate occasions I've been in the room with Bob Millett and an apostle of the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, and the apostle was saying the exact same thing as Bob Millett was about issues in salvation. Now,
all right, well, let's get on the record. Be clear here now. So does the Mormon Church still teach polytheism? Did Millett teach polytheism down when he was at Mariner's Church in front of everybody? Yes or no?
No, that wasn't one of the topics.
Okay, then, all right, good. That's my point. Here's Millett teaching and talking to Mormons about the Book of Mormon.
You will hear people speak frequently about the fact that the Book of Mormon is Trinitarian in nature. You'll hear people say that the Book of Mormon really only has one God. I think that does not show a careful reading of the text.
We'll continue with Craig Hazen from Biola University and talking about Standing Together Ministries, and just which is the real Bob Millett, the one in front of Mormons or the one on the Dog and Pony Show when he's doing the Standing Together thing? And is Mormon theology even changing? What is the point of standing together if there's no progress being made? We'll find out straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason on 99.5 KKLA.
I'm Kelsey Cortez with a 30-second traffic update. In Pasadena, the 210 West before Rosemead, we have a crash with a car and a big rig. The car has actually overturned. This is heavy from the 605. West Covina 10 East past Barranca, a two-car crash in the two middle lanes. This is slow from Santa Anita. And into Garden Grove, the 22 West past Valley View, a stall just cleared from the left lane. It is heavy still from Knott. Traffic is brought to you by Shakey's. Ready to kickstart summer? Try Shakey's California Pizzerito, topped with seasoned taco sauce, ground beef, mozzarella, crisp lettuce, diced tomatoes, California avocados, and cool sour cream. Try the California Pizzerito today only at Shakey's. With 4 Drive Time Traffic Checks an Hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
Now here's producer Pat with some exciting information about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
Hey, thanks, Frank. Hey, folks, you know, it's not easy these days to do everything you need to stay healthy. I mean, do you have time to go to the gym every day? Please. And how about those meals on the run? If you're like me, they're more fast food meals than meals from a full health food store. That's why we need a great vitamin supplement. And I've got you covered on that one. Let me tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins. You see, To Your Health is scientifically formulated to give you all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, acids and antioxidants your body needs in just one convenient bottle. That's right, just one smooth drink a day, and you've got all the vitamins you need to increase your energy, reduce stress, keep your body going strong, and plus, it tastes great. So get to your health today. Sign up for their AutoShip program and get to your health month after month for a lifetime of great health. Just call 866-438-7323. That's 866-438-7323. Or just log on to toyourhealthcomplete.com. To Your Health, you're going to love it.
That's To Your Health Liquid Vitamins. Get more information at toyourhealthcomplete.com.
Busy all the time.
Richard's a manager with a commercial real estate company.
About $1.8 billion worth of properties throughout the nation.
And his roofing matters, so he trusts only one guy, Bill Bailey of CI Services.
I use Bill because he's the best of the best.
Does the best of the best really pay off?
In a recent deal, Bill saved us close to $700,000 in buying a shopping center. So the answer to that is absolutely.
Whether consulting on existing roofs or installing new ones, CI Services knows their stuff, including Title 24.
Bill will put on roofs that keep the building coolers or using less power on the air conditioners, not only to meet Title 24, but which saves the tenants money, also saves a lot of wear and tear on the roofs.
With so much money on the line, does Richard recommend CI Services?
All the time. My recommendation is always Bill Bailey and CI Services.
Got a commercial roof? Call for a free consultation. 800-830-7888. 800-830-7888. CI Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. At eHarmony, we match you across 29 dimensions of compatibility. And right now, not only can you log on to eHarmony.com and get your personality profile, you can also review your matches all for free. Aren't you curious to see who you would be matched up with according to compatibility? Listen to real-life eHarmony success story, LJ, describe it.
When I first saw her picture, she was so beautiful, and I had to meet her. It was just the emotional connection that I had never felt with somebody in such a short period of time. I love that she loves me for who I am, and I don't have to put on a false front for her. I don't have to pretend to be somebody I'm not.
That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
Did you know that more than 800 California families a week are facing foreclosure? With me is the president of New Life Funding, Mallory Hill. And Mallory, what advice does New Life Funding have for homeowners who are buried in debt?
Well, Dave, homeowners need to take action now. It's extremely important they call us before falling behind on their mortgage payments.
Now, why is that so important?
Because rates are up, home values are down, guidelines are tightening, which means it's
down. So what should homeowners do?
Listen, the simple answer is don't put off calling. We've been helping people like this for over 10 years. As a direct lender, we have ways of helping homeowners that other companies just don't have.
And folks, waiting only makes it worse. You need to call New Life Funding now and get real solutions from people you can trust. Call them at 888-777-7885. Get mortgage and financial relief today by calling 888-777-7885 or newlifefunding.com. Licensed by the DRE.
This is the intersection of faith and reason.
Catch Walk in the Word with James McDonald.
Weekday afternoons at 12:30.
99.5.
KKLA.
Why should you buy your next BMW or Mini at Nick Alexander Imports? They're in the wholesale district, not the high-rent district. Call 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Be safe online is better than ever. Version 5.0 with Pred Alert is specifically designed to keep your kids safe from online predators. Parents now have total control of instant messaging sites and chat rooms by choosing which IDs are safe for your child. And if a predator tries to contact your child, they're automatically sent a message letting them know Be Safe is logging every word they say. Now adding the power and trust of McAfee antivirus and spyware. Try it risk-free for 30 days. BeSafe.com. That's BeSafe.com.
Instead of watching all that other stuff on TV, and there's a lot of it you don't really want to see anyway, what if you could watch, say, Kay Arthur on demand whenever you want? Be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Well, now you can. Forget the TV. Boot up your PC and log on to lightsource.com. That's where you'll find streaming video of Precepts for Life with Kay Arthur. Ministry videos on demand at lightsource.com.
right, 99.5 KPLA, the intersection of faith and reason here at the Frank Pastore Show. Welcome aboard. Our phone number to join us on the air to engage, 888-995-KKLA. The topic is Mormonism, specifically this article in the CRI Journal that is written by Bill McKeever, and it's outing really this ministry of standing together by Greg Johnson, and loaded with quotes and information on that. We're going to talk to Bill next hour, but I'm wondering, you know, your view and your thoughts on this whole thing. There was an event recently at Mariners Church in which you had Greg Johnson of Standing Together Ministries, the Christian, and go up against Bob Millett, the Mormon, and model a dialogue. And a lot of people are not very happy with this whole style of ministry, mainly because the Christian isn't defending Christianity and not asking the tough questions. And so a lot of people are asking, me among them, okay, so what is the point? If it's to have friends, then, I mean, go to Starbucks and have a cup of coffee. Don't do it in a church. And then, you know, try to represent this dialogue. So joining us on the phone right now is one of those involved with this whole thing. His name is Craig Hazen. He runs the apologetics program at Biola University. And, Craig, explain your involvement in this and why you're involved.
Well, I'm not a part of Standing Together, and I don't speak for Richard Bow or for Greg Johnson. I've been ministering to Mormons for 30 years, and I've discovered a very simple truth, and I think everybody will resonate with this, that if you treat people kindly and get their position accurate, they trust you more, their guard goes down, and your gospel message, the truth, gets through and penetrates more deeply.
Sure.
But it's that simple. That's my whole involvement in this. And when you know, there's relational apologetics, there's confrontational apologetics. I land somewhere in the middle. I build relationships so that I can make sure the truth gets through. And for the Mormon, what they need to understand is that is the true gospel and the true Jesus and the true picture of God.
Craig, are they told that they're a cult, that they're heretical, that they've got the wrong Jesus?
Yes, I do.
At these events with Standing Together, when you are there, are they doing that?
I mean, I've attended some of these events. Well, let's put it, you might be conflating something else. We've been having scholarly dialogues about twice a year for about 7 years with the senior religion faculty from Brigham Young University. And it has been mind-boggling, the kind of progress we're making.
Give me an example of the progress that's being made in Mormon theology because of your involvement.
Truly, I've heard arguments among Mormon scholars as we were having these dialogues about the nature of God. Two out of about three or four were absolute on the idea that there was one God. The Mormon scriptures teach there's one God. It's astonishing to see them move in that direction with some gentle prodding from evangelical friends.
So your involvement, I mean, you're under the belief that by continuing these dialogues, you're going to somehow change their theology of the entire Mormon church.
Not me. I really believe the Holy Spirit can do amazing things. And I am just his tool. And I study this stuff as best I can so I can get their positions accurate and make sure that they get a clear hearing of the true Jesus and the true gospel. And the only way they do that is if you treat them kindly and with respect. Let me give you an example. You know, I had some Mormon missionaries last year come to my door, and my kids know the drill, you know, because we've been ministering to Mormons for a long time. Missionaries come to the door, we open the door, and we say, "We are so glad you're here." And we invite them in, and we give them milk and cookies. On this occasion, we gave them lasagna, too. And they thought for sure we were an LDS family because we were treating them so kindly. And they, after a little conversation, they discovered we weren't. And so they felt obligated to give their missionary lesson. Well, we all sat and listened patiently while they gave it. My kids have heard this a dozen times. And at the end, we just thanked the fellow for doing a wonderful little presentation. And then we started asking them some very, very difficult questions. I mean, this one fellow said, "You know what? I used to have questions like that." He's only 19 years old. You know, when I was young, I had questions like that.
Sure.
And so that's what this Mormon missionary said. And I said, "Really? What did you do?" He said, I prayed about it. I said, "Glory to God, can you believe how wonderful he is that he would bring you here tonight to hear the answers to your real questions?" And we spent 2 hours dialoguing. This fellow was in a fetal position by the time he was done. We gave him blankets and water and everything else for their mission. They went off. They came back regularly for a week. One fellow, once he got off his mission, called me from Texas and said, you know what? What you folks did to me shook me up so badly that I had to give myself to Christ fully in grace. I am saved by the grace of Christ alone.
Did he leave Mormonism?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know, that's the kind of thing we're talking about here, just treating people kindly.
But, Craig, here's the huge distinction.
Yeah.
You have a black belt. You've got a Ph.D. in comparative religions, and you teach apologetics at Biola. You can handle that. I can handle that. Okay? The problem is these events at Standing Together, which is really the topic. You endorse that. You endorse Richard Mao or Bob Millett's book. You haven't come out critical of Richard Mao. And the problem is the vast majority of Christians that are involved, Craig, don't make the distinctions and don't know Mormon theology like you and I do. So
well,
it's,
you know what?
That's the problem.
It doesn't take knowing Mormon theology. Really, you know, one early cult apologist got it right when he said, the existence of Mormonism is due to the unpaid bills of the church. In other words, we've not done a good enough job of showing our people what the real thing is so that they can identify the counterfeit. So when these dialogues take place between Bob Millett and Greg Johnson, and I've seen them done at Christian churches, which is actually fairly rare, most of the time they're done at academic venues and at Mormon churches, and they get more disturbed than anybody here in Bob Millett's presentation. But when they do that, Greg Johnson does a brilliant job of presenting the gospel in those forums, the ones that I've heard, and they've done about 50 of them now, and I'm thrilled that he is in the midst of Mormon enclaves breaking down their stereotypes and giving them a chance to hear about the true Jesus and the true gospel.
But, Craig, they're not getting the true Jesus and the true gospel. They are not told that
They are from Greg Johnson.
They are not. I've heard two DVDs. I've watched it online. I've read what he's written on this. He is not confronting them as you and I would. That's the point. And that's why I'm wondering, how can you endorse this when allegedly the Christian is not representing Christianity accurately?
Number one, I've never endorsed this. I don't even know what you're talking about there. I think it's a good thing for building relationships.
Well, then I'll do it as a question. Do you endorse, for the record, do you endorse the ministry of Standing Together? Would you encourage your students at Biola University and the MA Apologetics Program to model that and host these events by inviting Greg Johnson and Bob Millett in?
Well, I endorse the overall concept of Standing Together. I have some doubts about the dialogue, too, in certain venues.
Well, see, the point is, Craig, these events are taking place all over the place. You are a leader. You're held to a higher standard to make sure that the apologetics goes out. And I'm wondering, why this whole new methodology? I mean, why the criticism of Walter Martin? Why Walter Mao? I mean, Richard Mao's...
Walter Martin was my mentor and teacher, and I hold him in the highest regard.
Okay,
I use his methods all the time. I simply get to know people first, because here's the key to it, Frank. It's effective. And you know what? I want to be effective. I don't just want to be brash and bold at my doorstep with the Mormons and give them what fur. I actually want the gospel message to get through. And First Peter laid it out for us. Be prepared always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that you have with humility and reverence. And that's what it's all about.
Okay,
it's
so was Walter, so
it's
again...
It's not about making friends at Starbucks. That's not the goal for me at all, and I know it's not. You'll have to talk to them to confirm this for Greg Johnson or for Robert or for Richard.
So was Walter Martin offensive and brash and the antithesis of everything you just said, and that's why you're changing strategies?
No, you know, Walter Martin, on a personal level, he could be very relational.
Right, right. So why the new methodology?
That's the key. It's not new.
Wow, really? I could read you quote after quote from Greg Johnson saying that a new methodology is needed. I've got Richard Mao's apology that it was offensive, we have sinned against you, etc. So do you stand by Richard Mao's statements? Do you agree with him, or would you say that Richard Mao's wrong?
No, I've already, you know, if you've done a little research, you'd find out I already said in public that I don't think Richard Mao should have made that statement.
Good.
I didn't agree with that. I thought it was a little offensive to the people like Walter Martin and Gerald and Sandra Tanner, and like the fellow you're going to have, Bill McKeever, who's dynamite. I'm so glad you're having Bill McKeever on. I recommend his book. In fact, I'll plug it now, Mormonism 101. People need to get that and digest it. Then they can go to the Millett-Johnson dialogues and actually ask the tough questions.
You endorse Bob Millett's book, A Different Jesus. What did you think of it?
Yeah, you're a philosopher, and you know that you just used a word in what we call an equivocation. Use the word endorsement. I did not endorse the content or the argument in Robert Millet's book.
Why is your name on it? I mean, the reason they put names on books is to impress people.
Follow my argument here. You used the word endorsement. I did not endorse the argument or the content of his book.
Right.
It's a book blurb. You know enough about the academic world.
Oh, I do, yeah. So,
academics,
Craig.
Academics sometimes endorse or give book blurbs or comments to books that are actually diametrically opposed to their position.
All right, so Craig, your name is on the dust jacket. They are trying to appeal to Christians who would recognize your name so that they would buy the book, okay?
Well, you see,
that's the point.
Yeah.
So do you endorse this book? Is it a good book? Do you suggest Christians read this?
I suggest they read what I wrote on the dust jacket to find out exactly what I think. And here it is, right here. Robert Millet has done us all a great service with this book. He communicates contemporary Latter-day Saints thinking on Christology with remarkable clarity and charity. His years of open and bold dialogue with traditional Protestants of all stripes have certainly given him a special vantage point. This work sets the stage for a whole new level of robust dialogue between LDS and evangelical Christian communities.
So what did you mean by contemporary Latter-day Saints thinking on Christology?
Let that whole quote endorsement sink in. There was no endorsement of the content of the book. I'm simply saying he made an argument. He presented the case, and this is the problem with LDS, as you know, getting them to commit to certain ideas. It's always so fluffy and ambiguous, and Bob Millet at least lays it out in this book.
All right, what is contemporary Latter-day Saints thinking on Christology?
If you study the history of Latter-day Saint thinking, they have become decidedly more Christocentric in about the last 20 years.
Do they have the correct Jesus?
No, they don't.
All right, so then what is the point of advancing your Christology if they've got the wrong person?
Well, they're getting closer. I mean, it's a continuum. They've moved a little bit closer, and maybe we can find ways to move them along in that direction.
Craig, was your name put on this book without your permission?
No, but I must say that I agreed to have my blurb go on there before I had read Richard Mao's foreword and afterword. I might have hesitated.
Yeah, because what does he say that bothers you in the foreword? Actually, in the afterword.
I don't know that I would go so far as to say that Bob... It sounds like he's sort of saying Bob Millet's embracing the biblical Jesus. I don't know that I would go that far. But then again, you know, I'm not the Holy Spirit. I don't know Bob Millet's heart. I'm sure there are some in the Mormon church who know the real Jesus.
In leadership?
Pardon me?
In leadership?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Why would they stay in leadership if they had the correct Jesus?
Mormonism is not Christian. Some individual Mormons might be. I don't know.
Richard Mao says that Bob Millet, I think, quote, this is from the afterword, page 183. I think that an open-minded Christian reader of this book will sense that Bob Millet is, in fact, trusting in the Jesus of the Bible for his salvation. In your opinion, is Bob Millet trusting in Jesus for his salvation?
In so many words, it sometimes sounds like he is, but I don't know.
All right, we'll continue straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason. We're talking with Craig Hazen of Biola University. We'll do more straight ahead at 99.5 KKLA.
99.5 KKLA. Are you an ultimate giver?
We are awarding pairs of cars this year.
Hi, my name is Ed, and I'd like to nominate my buddy Mike. I think Mike is a really great guy, and he's always trying to help out other people, he's having difficulties himself, and he was on dialysis for a good portion of his life and has a kidney transplant and has had a host of other medical issues. Mike wants to get a job to support his wife that they're getting married in a couple months here. So I think Mike is a great candidate for a new vehicle.
Call 888-744-3777.
Get your pair of cars.
One for you to keep and one for you to give.
99.5 KKLA.
The governor wants a budget. I'm Larry Marino at KKLA FM Los Angeles with a 99.5 second news and traffic update. The latest after a check of KKLA traffic.
on the 210 West, just before Rosemead in Pasadena, we have a crash with an overturned cart and a big rig. The carpool and left lanes are gone. This is really slow from the 605. West Covina 10, east past Barranca, a two-car crash in the right lane has this heavy from Santa Anita. And into Garden Grove, the 22 West past Valley View, a stalled car just cleared from the left lane. It is packed from Knott. Traffic is brought to you by the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. It's time to get serious about saving water, replacing older, inefficient clothes washers. Saves 20 to 30 gallons per load. Go to BeWaterWise.com to learn how to get rebates. With 4 Drive Time Traffic Checks an Hour, I'm Council Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
Governor Schwarzenegger paid the Inland Empire a visit this morning to try to drum up support for the budget packet approved last month by the Assembly.
Make no mistake that when we have no budget, people are getting hurt all over the state, even though some people may not believe that in Sacramento.
Press Enterprise says the governor is trying to garnish more support for the GOP instead of Democrats. Republicans have told him that they want more cuts. There is another Chinese product that contains lead. The New York Times indicates studies show it's vinyl baby bibs, which are being sold at Toys R Us stores under the brands Especially for Baby and Koala Baby. No recalls have been issued, and Consumer Product Safety Commission saying parents should only dispose of them if they're ripped or torn. As millions of toys are being returned to Mattel, U.S. companies are capitalizing on the situation by promoting American-made toys. Recent recalls of lead-contaminated toys made in China mean increased business for small U.S.-made toys. Well, up next, are Mormons Christians? Do they worship the same God that you do? The answer when the Frank Pastore Show continues. I'm Larry Marino on 99.5 KKLA.
$900? My car is not worth $900.
Confronted with huge car repair bills, Michelle was just fed up.
And I said, I'm going to get a new car. I don't know how. My credit is not too good. Where do I go?
Then she heard us talking to Don Rohde of Galpin Ford, called him, and was blown away with the treatment she received.
They were incredible.
She asked Galpin if they'd run her credit over the phone, and they did.
She called me back. She's like, okay, you've been pre-approved. And I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah, come in and pick your car.
So she went to Galpin and picked a beautiful Ford Focus.
It was such an easy experience. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't intimidated. I didn't feel bad because my credit score was not so good. They made me feel like anybody else that was there shopping for a car. So I was really excited about that.
Call Galpin sales manager Don Rohde on his personal cell phone at 818-262-2092. That's 818-262-2092. Or go online at galpin.com. They're America's number one volume Ford dealer for 16 consecutive years. Galpin Ford, just off the 405 freeway, Roscoe exit.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows.
Bill and I started American Vision Windows with one mission in mind: revolutionize the window industry one customer at a time. Well, we're proud to say, mission accomplished. We've become California's largest window replacement company by providing service unlike anyone in the industry.
With energy costs skyrocketing out of control, there's never been a better time to replace your old, outdated windows that are costing you a fortune with beautiful, brand new, energy-efficient windows from American Vision Windows.
If you'd like energy-efficient windows, call American Vision Windows at 888-300-5788. The first 10 callers will receive free installation up to a $3,000 value on all windows and doors. Call for details.
Don't let your hard-earned dollars fly out the window for one more day. Save now with energy-efficient windows from American Vision Windows.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-300-5788. 888-300-5788.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows and now American Vision Kitchen.
The Frank Pastore Show is brought to you in part by Capital Mortgage and the Duchanan Law Firm for Family Matters.
Is your broker triple dipping? There are three ways that mortgage brokers get paid. Do you know what they are? Trust develops when you find a mortgage broker willing to tell you what others won't.
Purpose funding guarantees to reveal how the loan business really works. Let's talk real numbers. If you have a $500,000 mortgage, Purpose Funding can get you a loan with a payment under $2,300 per month. If you have a $300,000 mortgage, Purpose Funding can get you a loan with a payment under $1,300 per month. And they do it without negative amortization.
What do you really need to know? At Purpose Funding, the purpose is to disclose everything to you. You live your life with purpose, and so should your mortgage broker. And Purpose Funding will come to you.
Don't wait another minute. Call Purpose Funding today. 888-419-FUND. 888-419-FUND. Purpose Funding. 888-419-FUND.
Law school is a life-changing experience. This is Donald McConnell, Dean of Trinity Law School. Our students tell me they love Trinity because we provide a legal education from a Christian worldview. Trinity teaches not only what all lawyers know, but a biblical view of human law and government. Instead of cutthroat competition, there is an atmosphere of community and caring. Our classes discuss human rights, religious liberty, and how Christianity affected the law. Our tuition is surprisingly affordable. Trinity offers full tuition scholarships for highly qualified candidates with LSAT scores of 160 or better. Trinity International University's Trinity Law School and Trinity Graduate School, forming students to transform the world through Christ. For a free information packet, call 800-922-4748. That's 800-922-4748.
The Mormon Church is a cult. It makes you question anybody who's really a Mormon, how they think about life, how they think about serious questions, because I don't know how you could fall for that stuff. It's got so many holes in it.
All right, 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason, rocks on here at the Frank Pastore Show, and our phone number to join us on the air, 888-995-KKLA. My guest, Craig Hazen, he runs the apologetics program over at Bali University. And Craig, you just heard Chuck Colson say that Mormonism is a cult that's hot in the news now because of Romney's candidacy and all that stuff. Where do you come down on that?
On Romney or Mormonism being a cult?
Mormonism being a cult.
Well, it was a great old term to use for new religious movements like that. And I suppose in some Christian circles I use the word cult just to help identify it. It doesn't do any good when the Mormons are at your door to call Mormonism a cult. I do call it an errant religion or a new religious movement, but cult just is a pejorative term, and it cuts off the communication immediately.
Craig, when you're having these meetings with the leadership in Utah, and I'm proud that you're doing that. I'm glad that you're doing that.
Thanks.
The problem is, though, that they know that you're trying to change them. Do you know that they're trying to change you and that they want an in churches and they love Standing Together Ministries because they love Bob Millett out there, saying all the things he does, which does not accurately represent Mormon theology?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. I've been involved in it long enough to know that there really is kind of a reform movement going on in the Mormon church itself. And our job is to try to encourage that as senior diplomats, not to have, kind of hot-headed approaches to this. And by the way, I'm thrilled with the more confrontational folks. I used to do those techniques myself. But there is a calling right now for some people who want to do more diplomatic work with the Mormons to gently push them in the right direction, to build relationships. And it's not compromising anything. In fact, we've never given up a square millimeter of turf.
Oh, no, I disagree. Here's the problem. Craig, if you at the Pentagon high level and if I were meeting with Mormon leadership and we were dialoguing about things like maybe with the Worldwide Church of God and their change, okay, that's one thing. The problem is Standing Together Ministries is going out in churches all across this country.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, and people are leaving that, not getting equipped. The questions that you and I would ask are not getting asked.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that there's some weaknesses in that dialogue with the Robert Millett, Greg Johnson dialogue, but I don't really think it's a weakness with the dialogue itself. It's the weakness in the audience. They don't have the tools by which to make the distinction.
But they're not taught. That's the point. If I was the Christian, I would tear into Bob Millett, quote, in love, but I would make sure that every person there knew they had a false gospel, false Christ. I mean, the same thing that I know you teach over at Biola. Now, you emceed the event at Mariners, right?
Sort of, I guess.
Okay, so what did you think? I mean, would you do it again?
Yeah. I thought on the whole, look, these things are messy. They are a little bit new. We're still evaluating whether these are good things or harmful things. I think on the whole, I'd evaluate it as a good thing right now. Here's why, and I think Sandra Tanner really hit on this, that dear soul. She said, look, whether you're doing relational apologetics or confrontational apologetics, I'm with the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 1. Let's just get the name of Jesus out there. Let's be talking to the Mormons. Sandra Tanner says the bigger problem is we simply don't talk to them. And one reason we don't is because Mormons shut down all communication when we come after them, when we bludgeon them. You know, we can offer them the truth with love,
Craig, but wait a minute. Craig.
Ephesians 4:15.
Yeah, Craig, they're on offense. They've got bikes in the white shirts, door to door. And so I'm not so concerned about us bludgeoning. I'm just wondering if we are allowing wolves into the sheep's den. And it sounds like that's what happened at Mariners. It's just, where was the sheep herder protecting the flock and making sure they didn't get a false gospel?
Yeah, you'll have to talk to the leadership about Mariners about that. But hey, let me give your listeners an opportunity to see how this works. Tonight at Mariners, I'm actually dialoguing with a senior religion teacher from the LDS Church. And there might be 100 or 200 Mormons there. 2 weeks ago I did this, and you know, one or 200 Mormons got to hear about the true Jesus and the true gospel and the distinctions between our position and my heartfelt hope that they would discover the true Jesus, because they are on an errant path and it might very well be a path to destruction.
Well, I hope they hear and discover the true Jesus, because the Millett's book is entitled The Different Jesus Question Mark, and is implied, the implied answer is it's not a different Jesus. That's the problem. Craig, thank you. We'll continue straight ahead with your phone calls at 888-995-KKLA. This is the intersection of faith and reason, and you're engaged and listening to 99.5 KKLA.
I'm Kelsey Cortez with a 30-second traffic update in Pasadena. The 210 West before Rosemead, we have a crash with an overturned car and a big rig just cleared from lanes, trying to recover now from the 605. West Covina 10 East past Barranca, we have a two-car crash in the right lane. It is heavy from Santa Anita. Inglewood 405 North, pretty solid from Manchester to Nordoff. We had some earlier problems. They've cleared. Traffic is brought to you by Lennar with 9 communities in Valencia. Priced from the upper 200s. Everything you want, everything you need. That's the logic of Lennar. Lennar.com, equal housing opportunity. With 4 drive time traffic checks an hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
Hey gang, there's a little boy down in Nicaragua. His name is Axel Joe. And Axel is looking for a World Vision sponsor, and I hope that's you. Hey, would you call 800-311-6869 and invest a dollar a day into this little boy? The Ministry of World Vision is going to make sure that he gets things like basic health care and clean drinking water and hot, nutritious food and a chance to go to school. And, well, if he doesn't get a sponsor, he just bluntly will not get those things. Would you call 800-311-6869 right now and sponsor Axel Joe in Nicaragua? His birthday is April 28th. He just turned 2, and he is so cute. 800-311-6869, World Vision. Axel Joe in Nicaragua, and you.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. The folks over at Atlas Air in Whittier, you know, the heating and air conditioning company that gives you the most for your money, they called us and they said they're all sitting around on their duffs because the weather's just not cooperating. So they've got to do something drastic, and this is what they're going to do. This month, Atlas Air in Whittier is offering KKLA listeners exclusively all of their air conditioning systems, all of them, at just above their cost with no money down and no payments till 2008. Big discounts that could save you a lot of money and get their guys back to work. No money down, no payments till 2008 OAC. The weather people say the summer is going to be hot for months in a row, so call Atlas Air in Whittier now. Get a new super cool, energy efficient air conditioning system for just above their cost with no money down and no payments till 2008. Hey, they got to move units, so call them for an estimate. Atlas Air in Whittier at 800-201-2852. 800-201-2852. Again, 800-201-2852. They're our advertiser. Call them.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt?
Many creditors are counting on the fact that you're trapped.
They use this against you to intimidate and harass you, and many of their tactics are illegal.
Advantage Debt Services can help.
With one toll-free call, we can show you our plan to cut your credit card debt by 25 to 40% or more.
Learn how to make monthly payments you can actually afford.
Find out how to stop throwing away money on high interest and late fees.
You need a team of professionals on your side who can show you how to ease the burden of high credit card bills.
Not available in all states. Individual results may vary. Call now for complete terms and qualifications.
Call for your free, no obligation initial consultation.
There is absolutely no cost or obligation to learn more about our program. So call 800-757-5608. That's 800-757-5608.
Take the first step to financial freedom.
Advantage Debt Services. Call now. 800-757-5608. That's 800-757-5608.
You found the intersection of faith and reason.
Catch PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
Weekday mornings at 10.
99.5.
KKLA.
A scout
troop on a weekend camping trip pulled a loaded van into the only remaining campsite. There followed a flurry of organized activity. Seven boys leapt from the vehicle and scurried to unload gear and set up tents. Other boys rushed off to gather firewood. Another group set up the camp stove and cooking utensils. In no time, the Boy Scout camp was a smooth machine. A neighboring camper spoke admiringly to the scoutmaster. "Wow, that is some display of teamwork." The scoutmaster said, "I have a system. No one goes to the bathroom until the camp is set up." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. A good leader knows his workers and provides the right motivation. It's the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You're writing a Christian book and you want it published. You also know old-fashioned publishers reject thousands of manuscripts each year. Want your book in print and on Amazon? Make it happen. Take control and publish yourself with 21st Century Christian Publishing at Zulon Press. Learn more with your free guide to Christian publishing. Visit ChristianPublishing.com. ChristianPublishing.com. Publishing is fast, easy, and affordable with Zulon Press. A division of Salem Communications, the same great people who bring you this nifty radio station.
You know Alistair Begg as a dynamic speaker, Bible teacher, and host of Truth for Life. Now, worship with Alistair Begg in person, August 18th and 19th at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. Services are 5:30 Saturday at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Sunday. Join Alistair Begg this Saturday and Sunday at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. For more info, visit calvarycc.org. That's calvarycc.org.
All right, 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason here at the Frank Pastore Show. The issue is Mormonism. We're taking your phone call. What is the best strategy in evangelizing Mormons? Maybe there's people who think they don't need to be evangelized. Got a lot of calls today from Mormons who, hey, we're Christians. And that whole angle. Then there are those of us who know Mormon theology, and it's, nope, sorry, you're not. You got the wrong Jesus, you got the wrong text, you got the wrong apostles, you got the wrong inspiration. You're wrong. You're a false religion. And the point is how to share that with people. I'm not interested in making friends. I'm interested in them not going to hell. I'm interested in sharing the gospel with them. Paul was thrown in jail for doing a lot worse. I don't think he was interested in making buddies. He wanted to share the gospel. Read Acts 17. Anyway, 888-995-KKLA. Let's go to Jason up in Salt Lake City. Jason, welcome to the Frank Pastore Show. Howdy.
Hey, Frank, how's it going, man?
Howdy, good.
Hey, listen, I wanted to call. I'm a pastor in the Salt Lake Valley of Gospel Fellowship Community Church, and I wanted to call and address this issue of standing together and the way that they are allegedly presenting the gospel in a relational context. Back in March, I'm not sure if you remember in the news, there was a nationwide DVD distribution of a production called Jesus Christ, Joseph Smith. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, oh yeah, we got it. Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Okay, I was one of the main coordinators for the Salt Lake Valley, and my church actually, on March 25th, passed out 8,000 of those, one to each household in our city.
God bless you. Way to go.
Of Harriman. And what we did, I want you to understand that what we did was we put a letter in each one of those bags that we hung on the doors, and it was a letter from my wife and I with our names on it saying that we're your neighbors, we love you guys. Every time we have an LDS missionary over into our house, we always treat them with respect. We hear what they have to say. We serve them, you know, tea. We talk with them and all that kind of stuff. And I said, you know, we don't send missionaries in the same way the LDS church does, but we've elected to provide for you this DVD. So that's what we did. Now, the response to this from the LDS Church and the Anti-Defamation League down in Arizona was that this was something akin to a hate crime. And if you've seen this DVD, you know that it was very, very respectful.
Yes.
In comparison to something like the Godmakers of several years ago,
right.
I mean, this didn't even compare. Very, very respectful. The LDS Church and actually the LDS prophet condemned this from Salt Lake City and said that it was a hateful act. And standing together, and Greg Johnson took the side of the LDS Church and did not come to our fence. Now, living here in Salt Lake Valley, Greg Johnson has an organization here, Standing Together, that purports to unite the churches of Salt Lake Valley in order to be a better witness to the LDS people. But the churches that elected to be a part of this outreach, an outreach that he was in disagreement with, these churches were, you know, indirectly condemned by him. Okay, and so when I hear all this talk from people like Craig Hazen or Greg Johnson about, yeah, we need to be relational but also confrontational, that I just don't see that happening, because this DVD was relational, it was respectful, but it also had the truth, and we received no help from him whatsoever.
Well, and you're living up there in the midst of it, and, you know, the whole idea of building relationship with Mormons, my understanding is that often the door is closed in your face.
Man, I am all about building relationships with Mormons. You know, I don't think that you can do, evangelism outside of the context of some kind of relationship, and I don't think that you can do evangelism without being confrontational in a sense.
Now, Jason,
and,
before
you know, when we have Mormons over to our house, we listen to what they say, and we say, well, you know, here's how we see it. You know, we're not yelling at people. And that's the other problem, Frank, with standing together and these guys, is they are completely misrepresenting the larger majority of evangelical Christians. And the perfect illustration of that were Richard Mao's comments at the Tabernacle a few years ago. I was at that.
Oh, you were there.
Said,
okay.
Yeah, I was there. And when he said, I want to apologize on behalf of all evangelical Christians.
Well, let me play the clip.
Threw up, man.
Jason, let me play the clip. Here you go. This is Richard Mao in the Tabernacle.
Let me state the case bluntly on this important occasion, especially to you LDS folks who are here this evening. We evangelicals have sinned against you. Indeed, we have even on occasion demonized you.
All right, so Jason, you're a Christian pastor. You're in the audience. What did you feel when he said that?
Well, first of all, the first thing that I thought was Richard Mao, the president of Fuller Seminary, does not represent me, and he does not represent most of the people that I know that are Christian ministers. Mm. And for him to get up there and to blanketly say that we have sinned against you is just a misrepresentation. Yes, there are people that go down to General Conference twice a year, and they wipe their rear ends with the holy underwear, and they're very disrespectful, and they stomp on the Book of Mormon. But that's probably a fraction of a percent of those of us who are trying to win LDS people to Christ. Okay, and so when we are lumped into that category, and whenever somebody like Mao or Johnson speaks, and they speak of the confrontational style, that's the kind of, you know, straw man imagery that he is bringing up in people's minds, and it's a total misrepresentation, and it's deceptive.
Now, Jason, I'm told that actually Greg Johnson and Standing Together Ministries in Temple Square has told their people, do not enter into any kind of a doctrinal debate at all, just sort of wish them and have a nice day and God be with you kind of thing.
Yeah, hand them some water, have a good conference. And, you know, I don't have any problem with being nice to people.
But yeah, but, I mean, the whole point of going there as the church would be to represent the church. If not, just go down and visit and say hi to people.
Absolutely. But that's not the problem with standing together. The problem with standing together is just what I've been saying, is misrepresenting evangelicals and, you know, creating a platform, you know, for Greg Johnson and for Standing Together to, you know, be able to travel around and publish books and get paid and all that kind of thing. It's deceptive, because most of the people that I know are people that genuinely love LDS people. They're not
of
the
course.
Kind of people that are saying, you're going to hell and you're a cult and I'm right. And they don't have that kind of attitude,
right,
man.
Right.
They are people who are spending hours weekly having missionaries over to their house, sitting with him and pleading with him and reasoning with him. And those are the kind of evangelicals that I know. And I think that's the majority of the people that are trying to reach LDS here in this valley, and Standing Together misrepresents that.
Amen.
And while they are trying to achieve unity in this valley, they are in effect causing the exact opposite to happen.
Amen. That is Jason, a Christian pastor in the Salt Lake Valley up in Utah. And Jason, thank you for your call. We'll continue. Next hour, we'll talk with Bill McKeever, who wrote this this expose of the ministry Standing Together, and Greg Johnson in the CRI Journal. We'll also continue to take your phone calls at 888-995-KKLA. This is the Frank Pastore Show, and you're engaged and listening to the intersection of faith and reason on 99.5 KKLA.
A pair of powerful earthquakes has rocked central Peru. I'm Laurie Marino at KKLA FM Los Angeles with a 99.5 second news and traffic update. The latest after a check of KKLA traffic.
In Pasadena, the 210 West before Rosemead, we have a crash here with an overturned car and a big rig. Everything has been cleared from lanes, but it is packed from the 605. West Covina 10 East past Barranco, we have a two-car crash there in the right lane. It is slow from Santa Anita. And into Fullerton, the 57 South at Netwood, a crash here just cleared out of the left lane. This is really heavy still from Lambert. And Orange, the 22 East at Main, a crash in the center divider has this backed up to the 5. With 4 Drive Time Traffic Checks an Hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
A pair of powerful earthquakes rocked central Peru today. The quake recorded at a depth of nearly 30 miles by the U.S. Geological Survey. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center reports no threat Pacific-wide tsunami and no threat to Hawaii. Tropical Storm Aaron headed for the Texas coast. Amber Brown has that story.
Texans living along the Gulf Coast are preparing for Tropical Storm Aaron. This Corpus Christi resident is stocked up with supplies.
I got the wood for the stuff, for the windows and stuff at my house whenever I need to. I got that ready to go.
Others are stocking up with water. Aaron is expected to make landfall along the South Texas coastline on Thursday, bringing heavy rains and winds up to 60 miles per hour. I'm Amber Brown.
As millions of toys are being returned to Mattel, U.S. companies are capitalizing on the situation by promoting American-made toys. Recent recalls of lead-contaminated toys made in China mean increased business for the small U.S.-made toy market. Well, up next, if you don't tell your Mormon friend the truth about the gospel of Jesus, who will? That story when the Frank Pastore Show continues. I'm Larry Marino on 99.5 KKLA.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. With D.C. emptying and the Ames Straw Poll complete, the business of politics and government goes into its annual August swoon. It is the silly season, where small stories take on great importance because there's a dearth of news and the front pages do need headlines. Perhaps during this silly season, we can see a new emphasis on the key issues of our time, and those don't involve Hollywood starlets in trouble with the law. They do all involve the war, of course, across its many fronts. With the approach of General Petraeus' September 15th report to the country on the earliest stage of the surge, it would be a useful thing if America's media barons directed their troops to look over the horizon at the consequences of defeat in Iraq. Genocide and a regional war come to mind, and at the prospects for a stable Iraq, which are real and rising, but still most definitely imperiled. The silly season could be a season of reflection on the times in which we live. Let's hope it becomes just that. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
This is amazing. A nationally known auto insurance company discourages you from using legal counsel if you're the victim of an accident. One of their publications says that they'll investigate the facts of the case. They'll determine your compensation for personal injuries and property damage, and they will fully explain the process. Sounds like the fox guarding the hen house. The personal injury law offices of Berglund Johnson & Summer believes you have the right to legal advice that protects your needs and concerns. Insurance companies want to settle quickly for as little as possible. But if you suffer injury or loss at the hands of another, don't give up your right to fair and just compensation. Call Berkland Johnson & Summer at 1-800-4-IF-HURT. There's no cost to have your matter evaluated, and you pay nothing until your case is settled. Call 1-800-4 and the words IF HURT. Berkland Johnson & Summer, the personal injury legal team that really cares. At 1-800-4-IF-HURT.
Folks, a recent Forbes article says two-thirds of adults believe mortgage advertising is no longer credible. Well, New Life Funding certainly agrees. Phony interest rates, false promises, no wonder homeowners have become skeptical. Listen, for more than 10 years, I've recommended New Life Funding exactly because it's a company of high integrity, staffed with loan experts who are honest and principled. And that's true of the loans they offer. For example, right now, New Life is offering genuine low-rate solutions to escape a rising adjustable payment. They have the lowest fixed rates, 40-year terms, and interest-only options. The important thing is you'll get the best loan for you at the lowest possible rate and from people you can trust. Call New Life Funding at 888-777-7885. In a marketplace full of promises, New Life's integrity is a breath of fresh air. 888-777-7885 or newlifefunding.com.
New Life Funding.
Licensed by the DRE.
The Frank Pastore Show is brought to you in part by Western Door, Ecola, Termite and Pest Management Services, and Applied Financial Planning. We give your future direction.
You can have your money working hard for you, or you can simply be working hard for money. Since the year 2000, homes in Southern California have more than doubled. Real estate is the best way to get your money working hard for you. I'm Mike Hatcher, president of Fidelity Secure Investments. In the last 37 years, the average growth on a single family home in Orange County is 14.9% per year. Based on this average, a small investment home would gain $75,000 every every year. In today's market, there are great opportunities. Here are some examples from the last few months. A home in Fullerton purchased at $95,000 under market value. A Lake Forest home purchased with an equity gain of $93,000. A Mission Viejo home our client bought with an equity gain of $114,000. Let me guide you with my system to find you the best values. Call 866-298-FUND. 866-298-FUND. Step-by-step real estate investing. 866-298-FUND.
Toyota owners, come celebrate Toyota's 50th anniversary. Through August at your Southern California Toyota dealer, purchase three tires in installation and get the fourth tire free. See dealer for details.
Busy all the time.
Richard's a manager with a commercial real estate company.
About $1.8 billion worth of properties throughout the nation.
And his roofing matters, so he trusts only one guy, Bill Bailey of CI Services.
I use Bill because he's the best of the best.
Does the best of the best really pay off?
In a recent deal, Bill saved us close to $700,000 in buying a shopping center. So the answer to that is absolutely.
Whether consulting on existing roofs or installing new ones, CI Services knows their stuff, including Title 24.
Bill will put on roofs that keep the building cooler as they're using less power on the air conditioners, not only to meet Title 24, but which saves the tenants money, also saves a lot of wear and tear on the roofs.
With so much money on the line, does Richard recommend CI Services?
All the time. My recommendation is always Bill Bailey and CI Services.
Got a commercial roof? Call for a free consultation. 800-830-7888. 800-830-7888. CI Services.
I'm doing pretty well for myself. Regional VP, making good money.
But it's not enough, is it?
Well, no.
We want something more, don't we?
Like what?
You know what job we can be passionate about.
But how?
Have we checked out ChristianJobs.com?
Was I supposed to?
Of course, go there. We want a career we can get excited about.
Well, my current job is pretty good.
Are we really going to settle for pretty good?
Well...
Don't you want to get up in the morning and feel like we're doing exactly what we're called to do?
You keep interrupting.
You keep talking to yourself.
Find a job you really care about. ChristianJobs.com.
All right, 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason here on the Frank Pastore Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 7. It is right here that we engage. And boy, are we doing that today. Our phone number, 888-995-KKLA. The issue is Mormonism and specifically the Ministry of Standing Together Ministries run by Greg Johnson. We have extended an invitation to Greg Johnson to come on the show, as we have done with Richard Mao, president of Fuller Seminary, who is involved with this whole thing. And I'd love to have on Bob Millett and anybody else. I mean, I'm not running and hiding here. That's one of the reasons we're the largest Christian talk show in the country. I want these people like Craig Hazen. I'm proud of Craig for coming on and sort of defending his involvement. He said, by the way, and Craig, if you're listening, you said that you did not endorse the Ministry of Standing Together, but from the Standing Together website, I've got your endorsement. You say Standing Together might be one of the most important ministries to come along in years with the potential to make a breakthrough impact on the religious culture of Utah for the sake of Christ. Greg Johnson already has an amazing track record of bringing people together for effective common ministry. In addition, he is especially gifted in what must be called cross-cultural ministry, bringing people with the divergent worldviews together to have a clearer picture of the true saving work of Christ. Dr. Craig Hazen, blah, blah, blah. I thought, well, that's one heck of a Don endorsement. This also is featured in the current issue of the CRI Journal, and my next guest is Bill McKeever. He and Eric Johnson have got a piece in it entitled The Bridge or the Beehive, Mormon Apologetics in a Postmodern Age, and it really focuses on this whole, quote, new strategy. And Bill McKeever from Utah, welcome to the Frank Pastore Show. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, Frank.
All right. This piece, I understand the CRI Journal is already sold out, and they're going to have to go to a second printing. Have you heard that?
Well, if you look at the website to order the piece, if you don't get a subscription, it's a sold out. So that's what I'm assuming.
Yeah. And because of the show, a whole bunch of people are going to want to read this article. So what did you find out when you started to investigate this whole thing, Bill?
Well, let me just put it, let me go back a few years. I've known Greg for quite a while. In fact, had a very good working relationship with his mother, who had a ministry to Mormons in Southern California. And it was mainly out of a friendship that I started having these conversations with Greg about this new direction that he was going with these dialogues with Dr. Millett. And I've spent many, many long hours talking with Greg as a friend about some of the concerns that I had and what I was hearing, not only in their public dialogues, but also in the television program that they had airing here in Salt Lake that I think went for about 10 episodes. I actually would sit and listen to the television program while I was typing an email out to Greg listing several of my concerns of some of the things that Bob was not saying or what he was saying, and basically giving Greg some responses to them and some of these things that I hoped that he would use in his discussions. Over the years, I started becoming very concerned because I found that myself and others that had talked to Greg felt that our concerns were falling on deaf ears. And believe me, this is not meant to be a hit piece at all. I mean, this was something that Eric and I really struggled over. We really struggled over this, and we wanted to be very careful in the information that we put in there. And I have personally listened to several of these dialogues. I've attended them personally, and I think I have a pretty good handle of how they go. And a lot of what took place at Mariners just not too long ago is very much the same that happens all the time. What you get is Millett telling a lot of stories that sound very good. If you don't really understand Mormonism or the nuance, you can really miss what's being said. For instance, one of the things that really bothered me at Mariners is when Dr. Millett tells the story of how he met with Haddon Robinson, who's a great theologian back east, one that I've heard speak personally a few times. And he talks about this meeting with Haddon Robinson, where Dr. Robinson asked him, if you were standing before the judgment bar of God and God were to ask you, Robert Millett, what right do you have to get into heaven? Why should I let you in? And how would you answer God? Now, Millett says it took him a while to answer this question, but finally he came to this conclusion. And he said, I claim the right to come into heaven by virtue of the merits and mercy and grace of Jesus Christ. Mm. Now, Millett, in this conversation, says that Dr. Robinson said, well, that's the correct answer, to which there was this applause from the crowd.
In Mariners.
At Mariners.
Wow.
Now, you know, if I felt that that's exactly what Mormonism taught, I would probably join in the applause. However, the way Dr. Millett explains his Mormonism, and this may be what he might personally believe, you know, it may be, but he's not consistent, and he certainly is not consistent with the teachings of Mormon leaders who carry far more weight in the priesthood food chain than a BYU professor. For instance, Millett later went on in that same conversation to discuss 2 Nephi 25:23, which is a real bone of contention with many of us evangelicals because of the phrase that says that we are saved by grace after all we can do. Dr. Millett says that he doesn't think that this phrase is either sequential or chronological. And he goes on to say that what it means to him, what being saved by grace after all we can do means to me, is we're saved by the grace of God in spite of all we can do, above and beyond all we can do, notwithstanding all we can do. Now, that is not what LDS Church manuals teach.
Right, at all. I mean, now, Bill, here's my concern. Is people that went, and I know a whole bunch of people that went to this Mariners thing, they heard a dialogue, what their report was, that it sounded like a denominational discussion on the merits of faith and works and grace.
Right.
And they missed polytheism, the Follett discourse, men becoming gods, the Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Mormon, all the huge things. And people were coming away thinking, wow, if Haddon Robinson says that he's got the right Jesus, who are we to say that it's a cult? And maybe there you are, just another denomination.
Well, that's the problem. Greg often mentions that there are people who are just looking for a little blood. He's used this phrase more than once in these dialogues. I'm not really looking for blood. I'm just looking for a little clarity. Because when you have church manuals, such as the manual True to the Faith, that says that the phrase that you're saved after all you can do means effort is required on our part to receive the fullness of the Lord's grace and be made worthy to dwell with him.
Mm.
That is not what Dr. Millett is saying. Now, I don't get me wrong, I love Craig Hazen. He's a brother, and I love him a lot. But he made the comment about the Christian who didn't seem to catch a lot of the problems in the Mariner discussion. I think it was the Mariner's discussion.
Right.
I've got to be honest with you. Having sat in on one of the discussions not too terribly long ago here in Salt Lake City, I left wondering, where in the world is Robert Millett on these issues? Because I've been studying this for over 30 years, and I'm thinking, if I was a nominal Christian, I mean, what I mean by nominal is when it comes to knowledge of Mormonism, I certainly would not have understood clearly what was being done that night.
Well, I want everyone to hear, this is Millett now talking to Mormons up in Utah, and he sounds radically different than he does down at Mariners. Here is Bob Millett, not at a Standing Together event. All right, here we go.
If we then receive the ordinances of the temple, specifically the endowment and the ordinance of eternal marriage, and prove worthy of those covenants and ordinances, the day can come when you and I will qualify to be known as a joint heir, meaning a co-inheritor with Christ to all that the Father has. Now, as a son and daughter of Christ, you're not a joint heir with Christ. That means Christ has to raise us to his level of inheritance, which he does. Again, a statement from Elder McConkie on this. Baptism standing alone does not transform people into family members, but it opens the door to such a blessed relationship. And if men so live as to obtain the Spirit and are in fact born again, they become members of the Holy Family. Then if they press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, keeping the commandments and living by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God, they qualify for celestial marriage.
Wow.
And this gives them power to become the sons of God, meaning the Father.
Wow.
They thus become joint heirs with Christ, who is his natural heir. Those who are sons of God in this sense are the ones who become gods in the world to come.
All right, for all of you who think that Mormonism doesn't teach that men become gods again and that it's an old teaching, this is Bob Millett. I'll bet you guys didn't hear him say this down at Mariners.
Those who are sons of God in this sense are the ones who become gods in the world to come.
We'll continue straight ahead with Bill McKeither, author of an article in the CRI Journal that is talking about this whole ministry of Standing Together and this new outreach to Mormons and Christians coming together. It is entitled The Bridge or the Beehive, Mormon Apologetics in a Postmodern Age. It's available at the CRI website at equip.org. It's actually sold out now, but they'll be reloading it. Bill, we will continue straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason on 99.5 KKLA.
I'm Kelsey Cortez with 8:32 traffic update. Silver Lake, the 101 south before Vermont. It's a three-car crash in the right lane. Jam solid from Sunset. Stays heavy through to the 110. And West Covina 10 east past Barranca. We have a two-car crash here in the right lane. This is heavy from Santa Anita. Pasadena 210 west before Rosemead. An overturned car and a big rig have crashed. Everything has been pushed off to the shoulder, and it's trying to recover now from the 605. Traffic is brought to you by Power Auto Group. Visit PowerDirect.com today for the best tools and information to help you find the right car for the right price. With 4 Drive Time Traffic Checks and Hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
Now here's producer Pat with some exciting information about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
Hey, thanks, Frank. Hey, folks, you know it's not easy these days to do everything you need to do to stay healthy. I mean, do you have time to go to the gym every day? Please. And how about those meals on the run? If you're like me, there are more fast food meals than meals from a health food store, and that's why we need a great vitamin supplement. And I've got you covered on that. Let me tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins. You see, To Your Health is scientifically formulated to give you all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants your body needs in one convenient bottle. That's right, just one smooth drink a day, and you've got all the vitamins you need to increase your energy, reduce stress, and keep your body going strong. Plus, it tastes great. So get To Your Health today. Sign up for their auto ship program and get To Your Health month after month for a lifetime of great health. Here you go. Just call 866-438-7323. That's 866-438-7323. Or just log on to toyourhealthcomplete.com. To Your Health, I guarantee you're going to love it.
That's To Your Health liquid vitamins. Get more information at toyourhealthcomplete.com.
Is your broker triple dipping? There are three ways that mortgage brokers get paid. Do you know what they are? Trust develops when you find a mortgage broker willing to tell you what others won't.
Purpose Funding guarantees to reveal how the loan business really works. Let's talk real numbers. If you have a $500,000 mortgage, Purpose Funding can get you a loan with a payment under $2,300 per month. If you have a $300,000 mortgage, Purpose Funding can get you a loan with a payment under $1,300 per month. And they do it without negative amortization.
What do you really need to know? At Purpose Funding, the purpose is to disclose everything to you. You live your life with purpose, and so should your mortgage broker. And Purpose Funding will come to you.
Don't wait another minute. Call Purpose Funding today. 888-419-FUND. 888-419-FUND. Purpose Funding. 888-419-FUND.
Mission Aviation Fellowship is facing an urgent need in Africa right now, where saving time literally means saving lives. We're asking you to help Mission Aviation Fellowship get two airplanes to the tiny African nation of Lesotho. Lesotho is being devastated by disease, and MAF is the only means of civilian and medical transportation in the entire country. Lesotho leads the world in tuberculosis, is ravaged by AIDS, and every hour six people die. Now, there are small clinics in remote areas. They depend entirely on MAF, and there are people ready to set up new clinics. They're urgently needed, but they cannot until MAF has two additional airplanes to supply them. There are two planes available, but no budget for them. Would you help? Please call 800-778-9217. Give any amount you can. Other friends of MAF will match your gift. It'll have double the impact. 800-778-9217.
You found the intersection of faith and reason.
Catch Somebody Loves You with Raul Reese, weekday evenings at 7.
99.5.
KKLA.
The first question many people ask once they decide to go back to college is where? But I think the more important question is why? This is John MacArthur, president of the Master's College, with some information I believe will help you make your decision. The Master's College offers the academic excellence and flexibility that you expect in a degree completion program. And you can pursue a degree in organizational management, liberal studies, or Christian ministries. Best of all, each program at Master's rests on a solid biblical foundation, which means you'll also be prepared spiritually. And when it comes to a believer's education, there's nothing more important than that. Our next information night is coming soon, so reserve your spot by calling us at 1-800-515-3222. That's 800-515-3222. You can also visit us online at masters.edu/CPS.
Bill and Kathleen for American Vision Windows.
Bill and I started American Vision Windows with one mission in mind: revolutionize the window industry one customer at a time. Well, we're proud to say, mission accomplished. We've become California's largest window replacement company by providing service unlike anyone in the industry.
With energy costs skyrocketing out of control, there's never been a better time to replace your old, outdated windows that are costing you a fortune with beautiful, brand new, energy efficient windows from American Vision Windows.
If you'd like energy efficient windows, call American Vision Windows at 888-300-5788. The first 10 callers will receive free installation up to a $3,000 value on all windows and doors. Call for details.
Don't let your hard-earned dollars fly out the window for one more day. Save now with energy efficient windows from American Vision Windows.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-300-5788. 888-300-5788.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows, and now American Vision Kitchens.
All right, 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason here at the Frank Pastore Show. Our phone number, 888-995-KKLA. My guest is Bill McKeever. He is the founder of Mormonism Research Ministry. Their website, MRM.org. He and his friend Eric Johnson co-authored a piece that is running in the CRI Journal right now. It's entitled "The Bridge or the Beehive: Mormon Apologetics in a Postmodern Age," and it really focuses on this ministry of Greg Johnson, and it's entitled "Standing Together." They had an event recently down at Mariners Church down in Orange County. Bob Millett is the Mormon. He's supposed to represent LDS teaching. Greg Johnson is the Christian. He's supposed to represent Christianity, and they model how to have this dialogue. Problem is, Christians are coming away going, "Where's the beef?" Greg Johnson didn't ask any of the tough questions. Bob Millett walks away thinking, "Boy, this is great. We're getting into churches all over the country, and we're advancing Mormon theology, and people are walking away thinking, wow, they're Christians too, and maybe we ought to put a fish on their car." Okay, so the problem is, this is great PR for the LDS, especially, I mean, what aggressive animal, what predator would not want prey that is so vulnerable and so open to being invaded? And it's just, it strikes me as so offensive. Anyway,
Bill's article is running in the CRI Journal, and I find it very odd, Bill, that Walter Martin is getting the focus of a lot of this derision from Greg Johnson and Standing Together, Mao's apology. I mean, it's focused on Walter Martin and, quote, confrontational apologetics. What would he say to all of this stuff going on, Bill?
Well, I certainly do think it's very unfortunate, a lot of the things that have been said about him. I don't think there's anyone that's involved in this type of a ministry who can't say that they've been influenced somehow by the efforts and the teachings and the writings of Dr. Walter Martin. Certainly Greg, on his website, and we comment on this in the article, where he talks about how he laments the fact that he was once a youthful zealot, he says, involved in what he describes confrontational methods of apologetics. And he actually names Walter Martin and Christian Research Institute as being guilty of causing tensions between evangelicalism and Mormonism. Well, naturally, that's going to happen because Mormons as a whole do not like criticism at all. Just look at what's being done right now about that new movie, September Dawn. I mean,
right.
Good grief, it's just incredible. But they just don't like criticism at all. And, of course, when you talk to some Mormons about these things, they're naturally going to act defensive. I've often stated to Greg and others who support Standing Together, look, what you're talking about being nice and gentle and respectful with Mormons, I've been saying that for 30 years. There's no difference there. The difference, of course, is sometimes you have to step it up a notch if you're going to start getting people to seriously think about their presuppositions. Now, when you have Bob Millett making a comment in the Herald Journal that was here in Utah, him saying, frankly, we haven't persuaded one another a bit all this time, that would bother me as a Christian.
Well,
I mean, if I had this relationship and I haven't really had that much of an effect on his Mormonism, in fact, I think Millett has actually made the comment that since they've started this, he's become a better Mormon.
Well, Bill McKeever, let me be really blunt, okay? I mean, from my point of view, if I was working as a Madison Avenue executive for Salt Lake City in the Mormon Church, I would love this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
I get to go into churches. We get to come off as Christians. We get a wimpy Christian to respond that won't ask any of the tough questions. I would finance this kind of thing. I would want to make sure that this happens a whole bunch. And I'm just wondering, you know, who needs a PR firm for the Mormon Church when you've got Standing Together?
Well, I really think that Standing Together is probably the best thing that's happened for the Mormon Church in a long, long time. And there's certainly no doubt that they look at Standing Together as a great example of how evangelicals should behave with Latter-day Saints.
Wow. See?
I hear it a lot from Christians here in Salt Lake who say that, you know, when they're talking to other Christians and they talk about conversations they've had with Mormons and how they're being rebuked by some Christians saying, oh, you shouldn't ask those hard questions. You should do it more like Standing Together.
Wow.
And I know I've heard these things personally, and I've got emails from people that say things like that. And I'm thinking, okay, so if you're saying we're going to do it the way Standing Together does it, given the fact that I can't see anywhere where Greg has seen anybody come out of Mormonism using this new paradigm, are you saying that we should be satisfied in seeing nobody come to Christ?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at our website, we have testimonials of people who have come to faith in Christ because they were challenged. And some
right.
of them weren't happy with us challenging them in the first place. Man, you read some of the letters, they were downright ticked off.
Yeah.
Mainly for just presenting their own material. But after they thought about it, and they thought it through, tried to prove us wrong, they came to the conclusion that what we were saying was accurately stated. And it bothered them. I often use this phrase. We use the two C's. We want to use compassion with the Mormon people, but we have to have compelling information. We are not dealing with people who have a clean slate. They have presuppositions about Jesus. They have presuppositions about grace, about salvation issues. And they need to be challenged in a loving way, in a concerned way. We're not saying our veins should be popping out of our neck or anything.
No, not at all. But, Bill, one of the things I point out is, hey, let's remember who's on offense. It was the first vision that Joseph Smith had that put it on offense, that, you know, the total apostasy in that whole thing.
Can I mention that?
Yeah, please.
I was talking to a friend of mine who attends our church here in Salt Lake, and he is an ex-Mormon. I'll never forget this. He came up to me because we were both at the meeting. We didn't sit together, but we were both at the tabernacle when that happened. And this friend of mine came up to me and said, you know, after I heard Dr. Mao give that apology, I was sitting there waited with bated breath, waiting for the Mormons to get up and do the same. and they didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
And I says, no, they're not going to.
Oh, heck no.
You know, it's always got to be the evangelicals that do the groveling. It's never the Mormons that are going to fess up to anything. The Mormon church apologizes for nothing. They can't even apologize for the Mountain Meadows massacre.
Bill McKeever, appreciate the article. And again, I want to encourage everyone to go to the website, equip.org. And when CRI, the Christian Research Institute, prints more of them, we'll tell Hank. You can download that from the website. It is currently sold out. It is a great piece, and it raises a lot of these issues that that we're discussing. Again, Bill McKeever, thank you. He is the co-author, along with Eric Johnson, on that piece. The apology that that Bill was talking about is this one.
Let me state the case bluntly on this important occasion, especially to you LDS folks who are here this evening. We evangelicals have sinned against you.
All right, now compare that with Chuck Colson.
The Mormon Church is a cult. It makes you question anybody who's really a Mormon, how they think about life, how they think about serious questions, because I don't know how you could fall for that stuff. It's got so many holes in it.
And Walter Martin talking about the responsibility of leadership, such as those Christians that are involved in the effort of standing together.
A Christian who has a position of leadership in the church has an obligation to God, an obligation to the church. He has an obligation, or she has an obligation, if she is in a position of leadership, to remember that your actions speak so loudly most of the time that people don't hear what you're saying.
We will talk with Jill Martin, daughter of Walter Martin, straight ahead when the Frank Pastore Show continues right here at the intersection of faith and reason on 99.5 KKLA.
Strong quakes rock Peru. I'm Larry Marino at KKLA FM Los Angeles with a 99.5 second news and traffic update, the latest after a check of KKLA traffic.
In El Monte, the 10 East is slow from Santa Anita to Barranca. We had an earlier crash. It's cleared. Silver Lake, the 101 South before Vermont. A three-car crash here just cleared from the right lane. Jam solid from Sunset. Stays heavy through to the 110. Santa Ana, 55 South before Dyer. A crash in the left lane. This is heavy from the 5. Traffic is brought to you by Albertsons. Their wild Alaskan salmon is light, flavorful, and incredibly delicious. Never underestimate the power of a good meal. Albertsons, crazy about food. With 4 drive time traffic checks an hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
A tsunami warning is in effect for Peru, Chile, Ecuador, and Colombia after a pair of strong earthquakes hit off the coast of Peru today. The first quake registered a magnitude 7.7 with a shallow depth. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center reports a tsunami watch is in effect for Panama, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, and Honduras. Governor Schwarzenegger visited the Inland Empire today to drum up support for the budget packet approved last month by the State Assembly.
Make no mistake that when we have no budget, people are getting hurt all over the state, even though some people may not believe that in Sacramento.
And a federal official says an undetermined noise has been picked up by sensitive equipment at a Utah coal mine where 6 men were trapped. Richard Strickler of the U.S. Mine and Health Safety Administration says experts aren't sure what caused the noise or what it means. Up next, you'll be hearing a lot about the Mormon faith being just like Christianity between now and the 2008 election. But is that true? Find out next when the Frank Pastore Show continues. I'm Larry Marino on 99.5 KKLA.
At Capital Mortgage, we call pick-a-pay, option arm, and 80-20 subprime home loans time bombs. Why? Because sooner rather than later, those loans blow up and destroy the financial future of the homeowners who thought they were an answer to prayer. Hi, this is Bob Coberly, president of Capital Mortgage, here with good news. Our conversion loan will defuse those time bomb loans and put you in a better place financially, even if you have a prepayment penalty. If you'll invest a couple minutes of your time, I'll crunch the numbers. Either we can save you a few hundred a month or we won't bother. If we can, we'll do it right now over the phone. Whether you have perfect credit or have just been a human being with credit ups and downs, we'll put you in a loan you can live with for a long time. Don't wait for your time bomb loan to go off in your face. Call me now at 888-295-7211. That's 888-295-7211. Capital Mortgage. We're licensed by the DRE. 888-295-7211.
Hey, gang, there's a little girl down in Ecuador that is waiting for your phone call, and so is Engineer Annie, and so am I. Here's why. I'm going to ask you to make one phone call to 800-311-6869 and sponsor Jenny in Ecuador. She turns 11 years old on November 7th. She is beautiful. She got all dressed up for this picture, and she's so cute. She's in primary school. She loves mathematics. She helps mom and dad with running errands around the house. She loves ball games. She's in good health. And Jenny is looking for a sponsor. Could that be you? 800-311-6869. That's 800-311-6869. A dollar a day to change the life of a child. 1-800-311-6869. World Vision. Jenny in Ecuador and you.
Ow!
Sciatica.
Oh!
Herniated disc.
Ow.
Back pain when getting up, sitting down,
ooh,
or almost any movement. Let's face it, when you have sciatica or herniated, bulging, or degenerated discs, the one thing you want is relief. How do you get it? Back surgery is one choice, although it's three times more likely to fail than succeed. Or you could just resign yourself to living with chronic pain. How about another choice? How about healing your back for real? Without surgery or time lost from work. Spinal decompression centers heal their patients using non-surgical, drug-free, FDA-cleared spinal decompression. They use this treatment because it works. No surgery, no drugs, no time lost from work. You heal for real. Call today for a complimentary consultation. 888-877-DISC. 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 Call Spinal Decompression Centers and heal for real.
My divorce was out of control. My ex-husband had a really aggressive lawyer coming after me. And my own lawyer? He just seemed scared and helpless. I needed a second opinion, so I called the Duchanan Law Firm. The consultation fee was really reasonable. And after just 1 hour, they gave me more hope and insight than my old attorney had in months. They closed my case in my favor and with dignity. The Duchanan lawyers knew exactly what to do.
This is Dan Duchanan of the Duchanan Law Firm. If you're faced with issues of separation or divorce, you need an attorney who will protect your rights and help you through the tough times. Call the Duchanan Law Firm toll-free at 800-NEW-START. At the Duchanan Law Firm, we'll meet you after hours, and we're convenient to both L.A. and Orange counties. We're family law attorneys in court every day fighting for people like you. Get the intelligent advice you need to make decisions. Call 800-NEW-START today. 800-NEW-START. The Duchanan Law Firm, helping you when your family matters. 800-NEW-START.
All right, 99.5 KKLA here at the intersection of faith and reason. Our phone number to join us on the air to engage, 888-995-KKLA. The article that is currently in the CRI Journal, entitled The Bridge or the Beehive, Mormon Apologetics in a Postmodern Age, focuses on a ministry of Greg Johnson and Standing Together. There's a they had events down at Mariner's Church. There's a another, I think Craig Hazen is teaching an event, he said, when I was talking to Craig Hazen, who runs the apologetics program over at Biola. He's teaching there tonight. And it just raises the whole issue of, you know, the appropriate strategy in sharing with Mormons. And there's this whole, and yeah, it is a postmodern effort. You know, just be friends, be kind, don't confront them, you know, who's got absolute truth, etc. Don't tell them they're wrong, and all of this nonsense. And it's like, no. Why is it so different in the theological realm than the political? I mean, I've got liberal friends who are flaming liberals, and we're friends, and we just disagree, and we know exactly where we disagree. What is this sneak attack on one another? You know, and that's what's just so frustrating. The Mormon Church isn't going to change, and the Christians, well, hopefully Christians aren't going to change, but the more you have these events where the wimpy Christian doesn't ask the tough questions about men becoming gods and the whole origin of the Book of Mormon and the whole thing. I mean, the more dangerous it's going to be. Walter Martin was one of my heroes. I mean, I remember sitting in the car every day at 3 o'clock listening to KKLA and the ministry of Walter Martin. I love Walter Martin. And he is the focus of so much of the anger and the derision and all of that, that, you know what, you ought to hear just what's going on from his own family. His daughter, Jill Martin, joins us now. And Jill, welcome to the Frank Pastore Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Frank.
Talk to me. What would your dad be saying with all this going on if he were here?
Oh, boy. He would have a lot to say. And, you know, he said it when he was around, too, because this is nothing new. I mean, he always used to say that the worst attacks against the church were coming from inside of the church, and that's exactly what's happening now. So, you know, I think what he would say is, do you think that argument for the truth excludes love?
Right.
No, it doesn't. He loved Mormons. He loved Jehovah's Witnesses. He told them the truth because he didn't want them to go to hell. That's love.
Now, Jill, the apology that Richard Mao gave, I mean, standing together, Greg Johnson on his website, specifically refers to your dad.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt, and it's also a misrepresentation on who Walter, on your dad was.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing to me. I don't remember Richard Mao being around when my father was here. I don't remember Richard Mao coming to my father and directly challenging him when he was here. He needs to wait until he's gone. You know, it's like, what, are you too afraid to face him when you're here? No, instead he attacks a man who is gone and, you know, really by default attacks that man's family, which is what he's done. And because, during this whole thing that went on with the Mormon Church and the Tabernacle, in the Salt Lake City Tribune and other papers, there were people out there, Greg Johnson, and they were taking, you know, direct pot shots at the Kingdom of the Cults and my father.
Well, and you know, Jill, I'm wondering if these people that are involved in this new relational apologetics, or whatever its name is, if they support the Kingdom of the Cults. I mean, Ravi Zacharias actually was the one that the foreword or something in the new version, and he's the one that spoke at the Tabernacle.
Right, right. That was his choice. We told him we did not agree with his decision. That was his choice.
Mm.
So, unfortunately, you know, I think it's one that was, you know, going to have great impact on the relationship between the Mormon Church and Christians. I mean, you've got Mariners hosting these things. I think, you know, would they be hosting them if Ravi hadn't gone to Salt Lake? I wonder.
Well, and that's what people want to talk about. Hey, look what Ravi did. Ravi did. But the point is, just look at the newspapers following the 10 days after the event. It was wall-to-wall Richard Mao and his apology. And by the way, people may not know what I'm talking about. Richard Mao is the current president of Fuller Seminary, and leadership needs to be held to a higher standard, and, you know, putting the sheep in danger. Here is what he said in the pulpit up at the Mormon Tabernacle at this event, bringing, Mormons and Christians together. Here is his apology on behalf of all evangelicals.
Let me state the case bluntly on this important occasion, especially to you LDS folks who are here this evening. We evangelicals have sinned against you. The God of the Scriptures makes it clear that it is a terrible thing to bear false witness against our neighbors. And we have been guilty of that sort of transgression and things that we've said about you. We've told you what you believe without making a sincere effort, first of all, to ask you what you believe.
Wow.
We made much of the need to provide you with a strong defense of traditional Christian convictions, regularly quoting the Apostle Peter's mandate that we present to people like you a reasoned account of the hope that lies within us. But we have not been careful to follow the same Apostle's counsel that immediately follows that mandate when he tells us that we must always make our case with gentleness and reverence toward those with whom we are speaking. Indeed, we have even on occasion demonized you.
And he goes on. Jill Martin, your reaction when you hear that yet again?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know who Richard Mao is referring to, but he's certainly not referring to Walter Martin, because Walter Martin took his information from primary sources, Mormon sources, Joseph Smith, Brigham Young. That's who my father quoted. So he was quoting exactly what the Mormon leaders said they believed. So I don't know really what Richard Mao is referring to or who he's referring to there. So, you know, I hear something like that and I think, first of all, he has no authority to apologize for anyone other than himself, and he shouldn't have been doing it.
Jill Martin, people can still listen to your dad, the great Walter Martin, at waltermartin.org. There are a whole bunch of tapes and lectures, especially on Mormonism, that are available. And you're constantly building that library, aren't you?
That's right. It's a free listening library, and it's going to be expanding. We hope to do question and answer library where you can click on different questions and come up and there's the answer. So that's something we're working on in the future.
Well, Jill, listen, on behalf of those in relational apologetics, we have sinned against you, and I apologize even for those that will not do so. Jill, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Frank. You too.
We will continue straight ahead here at the intersection of faith and reason. You're engaged in listening to 99.5 KKLA.
I'm Kelsey Cortez with 8:30 traffic update. In Silver Lake, the 101 South before Vermont, it's a three-car crash in the right lane that has this just jammed from Sunset, stays heavy through to the 110. Almonte 10 East is slow from Santa Anita to Barranco. We had some earlier problems. They've cleared. Into Santa Ana, the 55 South before Dyer, a crash in the left lane. It is really heavy from the 5. Traffic is brought to you by the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Have you noticed how dry it is lately? Well, it's time to get serious about saving water. Find out how easy it is at BeWaterWise.com. With 4 Drive Time Traffic Checks an Hour, I'm Kelsey Cortez in the KKLA Traffic Center.
$900? My car is not worth $900.
Confronted with huge car repair bills, Michelle was just fed up.
And I said, I'm going to get a new car. I don't know how. My credit is not too good. Where do I go?
Then she heard us talking to Don Rohde of Galpin Ford, called him, and was blown away with the treatment she received.
They were incredible.
She asked Galpin if they'd run her credit over the phone, and they did.
She called me back. She's like, okay, you've been pre-approved. And I said, are you serious? And she said, yeah, come in and pick your car.
So she went to Galpin and picked a beautiful Ford Focus.
It was such an easy experience. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't intimidated. I didn't feel bad because my credit score was not so good. They made me feel like anybody else that was there shopping for a car. So I was really excited about that.
Call Galpin sales manager Don Rohde on his personal cell phone at 818-262-2092. That's 818-262-2092. Or go online at galpin.com. They're America's number one volume Ford dealer for 16 consecutive years. Galpin Ford, just off the 405 freeway, Roscoe exit.
Did you know you could get a rebate on your home loan? Who doesn't like getting a rebate check? Listen, when it comes to refinancing your home loan, Park Place Funding says it's all about the rebate. Reba Tony here. Park Place Funding showed me how the rebate on your home loan could be used to do three very important things. Lower your monthly payments, pay off your home faster, and pay all the points, fees, and costs of doing your loan. That's right. They show you how you can get your mortgage payment down, pay your home off faster, and it'll cost nothing out of pocket, and nothing gets added to your loan balance. Call my friends at Park Place Funding, 866-477-7275. They'll sit down with you like they did with me and explain just how they do this. This is not an adjustable. They use a 30-year loan product, which means every payment pays down your loan balance. Call 866-477-7275. Find out why Park Place Funding says it's all about the rebate. 866-477-7275.
Real Estate Broker, California Department of Real Estate, license number 01403138.
This is not for everybody, but if it's for you, you could already have the resources for a $1 million retirement plan. Here's Robert Micone from Applied Financial.
If your monthly income is 3 times your mortgage payment or greater, and if you have flexible income with little or no consumer debt, then you're in a position to take advantage of what's called captive equity. Your $30,000 down payment can now be worth $300,000.
But Robert, why isn't this better known?
Because most people are not in a financial position to take advantage of it. But if you are, then the equity in your home, the captive equity, could be earning money for you.
Do you have the resources to create a $1 million retirement plan? Find out by calling Robert Micone at Applied Financial at 866-SEEK-COUNSEL. That's 866-SEEK-COUNSEL. The consultation is free. Whether you still own your homes or you're selling them for retirement, call 866-SEEK-COUNSEL.
Robert Micone is a registered principal of and offers securities through Linsco, private ledger, member NASDAQ SIPC.
You've found the intersection of faith and reason.
Catch Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee.
Weekday mornings at 6 and weeknights at 8.
99.5.
KKLA.
Hey, have you ever noticed how many different types of mattress sales there are? You see, there's the Labor Day sale, the Midnight Madness sale, the President's Day sale, the Memorial Day sale, the 72-hour sale, the 3-day weekend parking lot clearance sale, and, of course, the most noted of all, the revered inventory reduction sale. It all gets really silly, doesn't it? See, that's why I love Custom Comfort, because they sell the same hand-constructed mattresses every day of the week at the same low factory direct prices. See, that's what I love about Custom Comfort. No misleading markups and markdowns, and no waiting until the next mega mattress blowout sale. Custom Comfort mattress, where it's David versus Goliath. Hey, for the location nearest you, visit them online at CustomComfortMattress.com. That's CustomComfortMattress.com. Hey, a lot of great infos there, including tips on what to look for in a quality mattress. I love my Custom Comfort mattress, and I know you will too. Custom Comfort Mattress, where you get a better bed for less.
because they build it themselves.
Work injury attorney John Mendoza won a case for a woman with carpal tunnel syndrome. The insurance company said the claim was being closed because she'd received all the treatment she needed. John Mendoza was able to get her lifetime medical treatment and more than $100,000 in other benefits. Attorney John Mendoza.
What injured workers should know is that the insurance company is committed to paying out as little as possible in a claim. They're not going to tell you what you need to know to protect yourself. When you're not represented by Wise Legal Counsel, you're easy prey for the claims adjuster.
If you're injured on the job and you fail to take steps immediately, your claim may be irreversibly damaged. Call Workers' Comp Attorney John Mendoza at 1-800-370-HURT or visit johnamendoza.com. They'll even come to you, 1-800-370-HURT or johnamendoza.com.
An insurance company is guilty of a crime when they wrongly deprive you of benefits, just as making a false or fraudulent workers' compensation claim is a felony, subject to up to 5 years in prison or a fine of up to $50,000 or double the value of the fraud, whichever is greater, or by both imprisonment and fine.
All right, 99.5 KKLA, the intersection of faith and reason here at the Frank Pastore Show. Welcome aboard. Our phone number to join us on the air to engage, 888-995-KKLA. And we've been talking about the ministry of standing together with Greg Johnson. They had an event recently down at Mariners in Orange County, and we've been talking about it all day. And the whole approach is to model dialogue between a Christian and a Mormon. Joining us now is Eric Hurd. He is on staff with Mariners down in Irvine. And Eric, welcome to the Frank Pastore Show. Howdy. There we go. Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right. So I mean, obviously, I have a whole bunch of questions. Why are you hosting these events?
Because we want to have the opportunity to present the truth of evangelical orthodoxy. I would disagree with the premise that we're just doing this to create dialogue. It really is with the opportunity. Mariners has a firm conviction that when the truth is presented, that it is this incredible wooing that comes into the hearts of people. And we have a beautiful wide-open door here at Mariners Church, and we have people of all different faiths. But the great part is when the truth of Jesus Christ is really presented, it gives people an opportunity to choose.
Well, Eric, as you've been hearing all day, there are people that were at that event. I imagine you were, too. And they would say they didn't hear the truth. The truth was not proclaimed. The truth of what Mormonism actually teaches was not accurately represented or even asked by Greg Johnson, and certainly wasn't presented by Bob Millett.
Well, I may disagree that maybe Greg Johnson was a little soft, and that maybe I would have been a little bit firmer, but the great part about this is that we are creating an opportunity to have the differences revealed. And, you know, when I listened to Craig Hazen last week, the beautiful part was I sat there and I said, he is presenting our side of the truth, and we're going to do that again tonight in about 5 minutes. And the great part, too, is the dialogue that's happening at the tables. One of the things at Mariners, we have a great opportunity to ground our people in the faith. We have a program called Truth Works that grounds them in evangelical orthodoxy.
Right, but Eric, I heard most of the Mormons left. Most of the Mormons left at the event down there that you guys hosted. And again, I go back to the question.
Who told you that?
People that were at the event.
That
the Mormons at the end of it got up and left in large part. The Christians were sitting around the tables looking for someone to talk to. Okay, well,
Frank,
I wasn't
that
there.
That did not happen.
Okay, well, then let me ask you the question. If where is the truth being presented? If you're having a class and Craig's teaching in class tonight, and that's great, but that's after the event. When all the Mormons were there, the truth didn't go forward, as you admit.
What I would say is, first of all, Craig presented very well the evangelical position. And last week we dealt with the whole issue of the Word of God and further prophetic works. And it was very distinctive in terms of, you know, the issue that Mormons believe that there is further, you know, teachings and prophetic books, the Book of Mormon. You know what I'm saying? And Craig did not buy into that. And Craig presented our side. And then when we had the dialogue around the tables, the great part there was a lot of our evangelical, strong volunteer leaders who have been trained in their faith, sitting at the table having very direct dialogue about truth. So it was going on.
Eric, are you going to be bringing in people from other world religions to talk to your people too? I mean, you can do this with Jehovah's Witnesses and Buddhists and Islam and Muslims and everybody else? You going to bring them in and have dialogue like this?
Well, and again, Frank, what we're doing is this is a direction, and one of the things that's been left out of this whole dialogue, I've been listening over the last few hours, is to me the sovereignty of God and God's hand in the work. You know, one thing that I got to share with you as a pastor here is that we prayed long and hard from the very moment that we opened up our parking lot for people that needed to park to go visit the temple. We didn't just do it. It wasn't a flippant decision. God really spoke to us to befriend and put our hand out. It was out of that event that we got highly criticized for, that we ended up meeting with their leadership. And we have been over to their temple. They have been over to our church. The beautiful part is, and I'm not going to go into specifics, is we do know of people who have come to Christ through this. And the great part is that we really believe this is what God has asked us to do. And we don't know where we're going from here. Right now, we're just creating some great evangelical opportunities to dialogue about Orthodox faith. And we're going to ride this one out.
Eric, what about the concern of letting the wolves into the sheep den?
Well, I gotta say this too. Who's at the gate?
You know. Yeah, that's my question, because apparently there's nobody at the gate. That's my concern.
Jesus Christ is at the gate. He woos people into his kingdom. He is the one that opens up the gate and draws men to himself. He's the one that's sovereign here. And the great part is when the truth is declared, there is this wonderful opportunity for people to move at it.
All right, so let me get this right. Your understanding at Mariners, you're on staff, and I'm not assuming you speak for Eric Kenton or anybody else, but just your opinion is you can host events with cult members and other world religions, and it's Jesus' responsibility to make sure that they don't get bad doctrine, not yours.
You're misquoting me.
That's the intent. If it's going to be, well, hey, Jesus is the gatekeeper and he's the shepherd and he's the one that's going to protect. No, it's your responsibility as the leader to make sure they don't get bad doctrine and be led astray.
Okay, and what I told you earlier, Frank, was we have a TruthWorks program that grounds people in Orthodox faith. We do not just flippantly throw our sheep out there. In fact, most of the evangelicals at the tables, and I went table to table and listened how they accurately handled the word of truth. How else are they going to know how to do it if they can't do it in a room in which the dialogue is out there?
Okay, Eric, here's the question. Why would you not hold these classes before the event?
We did. We've been holding them for years.
Okay, so
we also had a training.
Okay, so your position, your view is, what happened was, you had a whole bunch of training session where your people got trained in Mormon apologetics, then you hosted the Standing Together event so that they were properly equipped and they could share, right?
Many of them were properly equipped. I wouldn't say all of them. There were some evangelicals that showed up that hadn't come to our training.
Right.
And so I can't know all of what
was placed. Okay, Eric, that's the point. You were putting your young baby Christians at risk by putting the wolf in the sheep pen, and you didn't put in the Rambo sheep who had the training. You had a whole bunch of young Christians there who could have been easily led astray, and it does no good to do the training afterwards.
Why would you assume that?
Why would I assume that? Because you can't guarantee that every Christian that was at that event had apologetics training and knew that they were going into battle. Because a lot of the Christians, I've gotten their emails, Eric, and I'm sure you have too, are coming away going, wow, what's the big deal? They sound like Christians too. They love Jesus. They believe that they're so saved by grace. And none of the key doctrines outing Mormonism were brought up. That's the problem.
Now, the interesting thing, the individuals, and I've listened to your show, the individuals who have said that are ones that weren't led astray. I have yet to hear one person from our church say, that was so confusing, or they sounded just like us, or I think I'm going to move at that. Not one person. In fact, just the opposite, Frank, is they said, you know what? This is great to finally begin to understand some distinctives. It's only the beginning of a conversation to root out the distinctives between evangelical Orthodox teaching and Mormon doctrine. We're only at the beginning. And again, the people that say, the people are going to fall prey and they're going to run toward Mormonism.
Yeah.
I really honestly don't believe that's going to happen.
Well, I guess you're confident of putting your people at risk that they're not going to be led astray. I mean, I think a lot of other churches would be deeply concerned about the young Christians being led astray. Eric Hurd on staff at Mariners Church, I appreciate your input and your view on this. The intersection of faith and reason continues with Pastor Al Reiss and the Bible Teaching Ministry of Somebody Loves You here at 99.5 KKLA Los Angeles. And Pastor Al starts right now.
Now, what do the Jehovah's Witnesses believe about Jesus himself? Number one.